It's Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones, back in the chair at the InfoWars Studios in Austin, Texas. Get ready.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for another historic, extremely important broadcast. Remember, you are the Paul Revere's. No matter where you live in the world or what color you are, you have red blood and God made you. You can resonate with the truth, or you can tune in to the demonic channel and serve evil. As for me and my house, we choose God. It doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I have all the answers. Doesn't mean I'm not a fallen creature. Doesn't mean I don't have my struggles. But at the end of the day, I choose God and I choose the truth. And it's that decision that opens the door for Christ to come into our hearts and daily expel the temptations of the evil one and the system that many of our fellow humans have partially or completely fallen to wickedness. This is a demonic battle that we are facing. All right. The bottom line is this. Charlie Kirk's execution last Wednesday in front of the world is a shot heard around the world. It is 1,000 times more powerful than the sad death of George Floyd because it was deliberate and it was done through hate and it was done by a system of open mind control created by the CIA and MI6 that is the trans/Antifa movement. It, of course, is now confirmed that he is the shooter, confessed to it, wrote manifestos on it, huge Discord chats with more than 20 people encouraging him, six people the day before in the town alone who are trans supporters or trans said he'll be dead tomorrow. Just watch. They went online after he was killed Wednesday and celebrated and said, see, I told you he'd be dead. And you have the eyewitnesses and the neighbors of him with his trans boyfriend, both of them dressing like clown creatures, other gimp-like creatures in the house, the town reportedly completely infested. This is what's going on in the elementary, middle schools, and high schools. This is the type of sick system that they're setting up. Remember the CIA in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, over 30,000 children in West Germany given to convicted pedophiles to, quote, create a new family, a new culture. Well, that's been done through this in the West as well. And it is absolutely, totally, and completely backfired. And we are going to see more trans attacks, not just here, but all across the Western world. I have watched Antifa go from totally satanic and degenerate to pedophilic and trans in the last 15 years. I see it on the ground at Democrat events. I witness it. I get threatened by the people on the streets. I got nothing but love in D.C. when I was there two and a half days, but except one trans person laughing about Charlie Kirk's death and threatening us on the street. Got caught on video. So that should give you an example of why I knew and why I understood that when we got that leak ATF DHS report that Crowder got, and they said we found all this paraphernalia and messages. Well, the FBI didn't release it all at first. People said, oh, that's not really trans. He's a good young man, 22-year-old. But then the information came out, and indeed that was it. But everybody, almost everybody, wanted to say it was Israel because, why, everything is Israel. It's always got to be Israel. And certainly Kirk was having issues with Netanyahu that he talked about himself. That's not a secret. We have the videos of it. And he was becoming more and more critical of Israel. So certainly you can investigate whether or not Israel killed him. Israel, under Netanyahu, does things like that, but there's a giant leftist trans army engaging in shooting up Border Patrol facilities and ICE facilities and killing Border Patrol agents and raping and murdering and shooting up schools and Catholic masses. My God, every few weeks. I mean, we know that this is a whole nother group of evil that is now rising up with their trans rage. And of course, I've been vindicated yet again. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheElectionStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheElectionStore.com. It's Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, thank you for joining us today. We're now getting a crystal clear picture of a trans Antifa devil cult in Utah that was absolutely behind the murder of the great Charlie Kirk. And we have ongoing, continued mass celebrations, not just here, but around the world by leftist demons, pastors and members of Congress and just thousands of teachers is the main group, lawyers, doctors, scientists, absolutely celebrating Kirk's death and saying we need to go out and we need to kill Republicans across the board, kill their families, kill their children, kill their parents. Everybody's guilty, and we need to make them so scared that they won't come out and they won't speak up and they won't get involved at any level of society. We have Destiny, popular leftist podcaster, saying it yesterday. It is absolutely stunning. Very popular comedians laughing and basically having orgasms when they just celebrate his death and say, F his kids, F his wife. We have others saying, kill his wife, kill his children. And then you see the response by the populace, by the Christians, by the Tulsi Gabbards, by the RFK Juniors. We need to reach out. These people are mentally ill. People need God. People need, you know, this is demonic. Telling conservatives and others, don't get violent. Don't strike out. That's what they want. They're losing. And that's absolutely true. But we have a right to defend ourselves. We should have our heads on a swivel. And we absolutely must go after the NGOs that are publicly, and right at the tip of that is Alexander Soros. And so we have J.D. Vance, the vice president, talking about it. We have the president talking about it. We have Congress talking about it. This must be done. You have peaceful pro-life demonstrators who get their doors kicked down and drug off to jail. We have Christians being harassed for simply going and speaking out at school board meetings. We have thousands of innocent J6ers arrested, old ladies drug off to prison for walking between the velvet ropes being waved in on J6. Those people were innocent. With the left, they're openly terrorist, calling for violence, engaging in violence, and when they break the law, they need to be absolutely prosecuted to the full extent of it. And if I don't start seeing serious arrests, and I mean within days, I am going absolutely ape against Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, and Dan Bongino. If I don't see some action to protect the American people, then you are aiding and abetting it. I've seen a bunch of foot dragging on everything else, and I know they've been blocking your appointments and suing you and everything you do, and I understand you've got an uphill battle. But on this, it's cut and dry. I want you to do your job right now, and I'm giving the FBI and the DOJ, and Trump's on their ass, I can tell you that. I was just in D.C. He's yelling at them. If I don't see action, well, then Trump needs to just get a task force together He needs to draft General Flynn in. I'm already talking to Flynn and others. And if the FBI won't do its job, we'll fire all those people. Don't you worry. But we'll put together the federal marshals. We'll go through and do a survey of the FBI and other agencies. We'll draft in state police and others that volunteer. And the task force will go out and do its job. If the FBI is just so politically correct and so screwed up and so dysfunctional, it won't do its job. So you better protect the American people, and you better do it now. I want thousands of doors kicked in by next week. I want the doors to start getting kicked in now. Now. All these people that said, at least six we found, he'll be dead tomorrow in that town. The fact that their doors weren't kicked in on Wednesday night is incredible. On J6, they were kicking everybody's doors down starting within 6 or 7 hours of innocent people. I want JTF task forces with local police and state police with the feds. All you need is a few feds that are men and women that'll do their jobs with those task forces, and I want them rolling out. I want those doors blown open. And I want it done now. We got swatted at my house Wednesday night. I'm not even staying there. First time I pulled out. This is going on. The harassment is intense. We are under attack by terrorists. The left is literally saying we need to kill more of them, so they're scared to go out and protest and demonstrate and speak out. You have people with Trump signs on their businesses getting shot up. I have all these videos. You have them dressing up like the shooter, the trans supporter shooter. His boyfriend was trans, attacking people, attacking vigils. I mean, I got so many videos. I've got the left coming to Charlie Kirk vigils and chanting, kill him, kill his family. I mean, it is just absolutely outrageous. We have armies of scum forming, celebrating murder, celebrating death, giggling, laughing. It is absolutely out of control. This is their John Podesta-funded insurrection. This is the main crisis for our republic. So I want action, and I want action yesterday. I want it now, 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 now. And when and you got your warrants, it is. I even got mad. I love our writers, love our crew, but you know, they always want to be very restrained. Oh, it appears there were people with prior knowledge in the town. It doesn't appear. They're like, he'll be dead tomorrow. Watch the day they kill him. See, I told you. You have prior knowledge. You're aiding and abetting. You didn't call the police when you got told your buddy in your cult was going to kill. Turns out he knew these people, not just online. At least 20 in the Discord, at least 6 in the town. You knew he was going to kill Charlie Kirk and God forbid, shoot other people that weren't even the target. And you didn't do anything. You are an accessory to capital murder. I want them arrested. I want them indicted. I want them tried for aiding and abetting and capital murder as accessories. And I want them to be given the lethal injection. I want them dead. That's what we do to people like that. Protect the peaceful American people. Arrest these terrorists, give them fair trials, and then kill them. Kill them. Federal government, do your job. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them. We're not taking it anymore. The Democratic Party loves to kill babies. The Democratic Party loves all this garbage. They love it. They love pedophilia. They love open borders. They love fentanyl. They love world government. They love war with Russia. They love censorship and bullying and intimidation and shooting at Border Patrol facilities and ICE facilities and killing Border Patrol agents and just shooting random white people because they're in a pickup truck. Dozens of cases of Antifa. I've got hundreds of videos of them attacking people. I can't even watch them all. Running around giggling and laughing. But I don't want any of us to kill them. These people get due process. Don't give them what they want, and they're going to kill more of us. But just like Jesus and then Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr., we don't go out and attack Democrat politicians to support it. We don't go out and act like them. That's why they're losing everywhere. That's why Trump's approval rating is way up. But we pressure the agencies and groups and organizations under the law that have a right and a duty, that means you will do your job. You will do your job and you will protect the American people, or we will have your ass removed and we will find people that will do their job. Quite frankly, most of the feds are running around arresting illegal aliens and gangbangers that are illegal aliens, and that's good, but I think half of those should be cut back now and put on domestic terror operations for the avowed left saying they want full... I mean, in MSNBC had headlines, we've done major polls, majority of Democrats want blood, want war, want to kill. Yeah, we know. We know. So do your job. Yeah, there's Nordine, famously, when Antifa tries to hit him with a metal baton that can kill you, he knocks the guy out defending himself, and they called him terrorist for that. Oh, you're a terrorist. Somebody tries to hit you in the head with a metal baton. Boom! That's what they don't like. Well, that's what the constitutional federal officers under Trump's command have a right to do, as symbolic as Nordine. They're swinging at us. They're killing us. They're attacking us. This is what you do through the courts, through law enforcement. That's what law enforcement needs. That's what the Trump administration, that's what the FBI must do now. This right here. They're swinging at us. They're killing us. They're attacking us. This is what you do. This is a metaphor, an archetype, right here. The Proud Boys are protecting Christians at a park who are being attacked by Antifa, literally beating men, women, and children, and they got their ass kicked, even though they were 10-1 against our people. It happened over and over again. But that's the archetype. We don't attack, but we defend. And when we do, we win. All right, let's get to it. There's a lot here. This is an information war. Remember, take the live feeds from Alex Jones on X and AJ and Lime on X at AJ and Lime. Put it on screen. Take the feeds from Infowars.com/show. Take the feeds from the Alex Jones channel on Rumble. Share it now in your email, text message, and tell those you share it with to share it. That completes the chain reaction at AJ and Lime on X and at Real Alex Jones on X. Put it on screen. All right, let me start getting to these clips. There's a lot of them here. This is Eric Trump on Charlie Kirk's legacy in the radical left. This could have been the greatest mistake these people have ever made. Well, there's no doubt about that. And as long as we don't get violent, and as long as we're not vigilantes, which I know is the natural thing to do, as long as we're Christ-like and point out what's happening, and they will kill more of us, be careful, try not to let them. But you notice I've been more out in public. I've been more out and doing, you know, do that more. Up at the Washington Monument for hours, up there live streaming. L.A., walking around live streaming. Showing all the supporters coming up. Oh, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. One trans person comes and threatens. Because I'm showing you. I'm not just saying this, I'm showing you. And it's super ultra viral right now. Where I just said last week, instinctively on Thursday, I said, I'm going to reach out to TPUSA. I'm going to reach out to their chapters. I'm going to come to colleges. Because that was his lane. He was doing it, risking his life, doing a great job. I'm doing what I do digitally. I still go out. But because they want to intimidate us, because people like Destiny say, we need to kill more of these people. This is great. So they're intimidated. No, we must all come out even more and let them know their bullying, it isn't working. And that's why they're so scared. So here is Eric Trump, absolutely right. This is completely backfired on them. This is the shot heard around the world. Here it is.
You have no idea the fire that you have ignited within this wife. The cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry. To everyone listening tonight across America, the movement my husband built will not die. It won't. I refuse to let that happen. It will not die.
Charlie Kirk's widow on the movement her husband started when founding Turning Point USA in a very moving speech on Friday. Joining me now with more reaction from the First Family is the executive vice president of the Trump Organization and one of President Trump's sons, also a friend of Charlie Kirk's, Eric Trump. Eric, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Maria.
Your reaction.
Well, I mean, Erica right there was so powerful. I watched the entire thing. I couldn't believe her strength and her courage. You know, there's that famous quote right after Pearl Harbor. You know, I think we've just awoken a sleeping giant and filled him with terrible resolve. And it kind of rings true here. That's exactly what you did. Literally, as I was showing up to the studio, Maria, there was an older Jamaican man who came up to me in very broken English and said, "Mr. Trump, I'm very sorry about Charlie Kirk. He was an amazing Christian. I am Charlie Kirk," right? It's transcended the generation of youth. Like, everybody over the last, you know, a couple days has been talking about how Charlie created the greatest youth movement. What's happened with this assassination has affected everybody. I've had employees, Maria, call me and say, "My children, my 17-year-old daughter has been in her room crying. It's changed her immensely." I mean, this is transcending not only the youth generation, but also the older generations. This is a hit on our country. It's a hit on our movement. It's a hit on, you know, Christianity. It's a hit on religion. It's a hit on freedom. It's, you know, kind of, you know, emphasizes the dichotomy between, you know, good and evil in this country. And they truly have awoken that sleeping giant, just not within the youth vote, but really transcending everybody who's in this nation. It's had such a profound effect on this nation. And seeing Erica on there, she was so unbelievably articulate, so unbelievably strong. This could have been the greatest mistake these people have ever made.
Meanwhile, I literally have hundreds of videos, dozens just today, where Democrats, liberals, big podcasters are like, "Oh, we're just going to, this is great, kill them and intimidate them so they're scared to go out." Then I saw other videos yesterday that I sent to the crew. I couldn't see the whole show because I was on an airplane, most of it, where they're like purple-haired people going, "Listen, we wanted to intimidate you, but you're still going out on the street, so now we just need to ban free speech completely. We got to stop the right wing from speaking. Because we're telling the truth and we're loving. And these are lost people and they want to stay lost and they want to be able to recruit other people and brainwash them into their cult." But let me tell you something else they're doing I'm going to do a little bit later. They are flooding the internet, just like with Trump, with fake quotes. Remember Trump? "I hate all Mexicans." Never said anything close to it. Remember Trump? "I think the KKK are very fine people." Remember that? He said the opposite. He said the KKK are not very fine people. Overhead shot, ownership of this, please. They are flooding the internet with stuff like this. "Black women do not have the brain processing power to be taken seriously. You have to go steal a white person's slot." Charlie Kirk, July 23. Never said anything close to that. Absolutely not true. He said until DEI, if he saw a black pilot, he didn't even think about it, or a woman pilot. But now that they admittedly lower standards for white people, black people, anybody, he said, "Now I'm concerned because of DEI." And they admit it's causing a bunch of accidents if you take on a white person because they're gay. "Oh, but they're gay, so they get the slot." You lower standards. They lowered standards by 80% in the military, in the army, where all these fat women and men are there. They can't even pick up a backpack. Can't even do one pull-up. It's not the issue that they're black or they're a woman. It's the issue that you lower the standards, period, to get your quota. They lower the standards on pilots. Because there weren't enough black people going and applying, so they didn't get enough of a percentage of the ones that were great pilots. Nobody's saying there aren't great black pilots or great female pilots, but when you, whatever reason, don't have enough of them coming and trying to get the job, you don't have the pool you need to do it. Yeah, it's mainly been white guys that go to the military to get the free training to become airline pilots. Because that's just been how it is. So go join the Air Force, go through all the training, spend on average 8 years, then go work for a small airline with a small plane, prove you're good. They used to make you get like 10,000 hours. Now it's like 1,000. They lower the standards for air traffic controllers. This is insane. They lower the standards for the NFL? No. Who on average is the best at that? Black guys. So it's almost all black guys. But I'm digressing. The point is, what I just said is what Charlie says is the truth. Not black women are dumb and can't do anything. This is the crap they flood the zone with, so these idiots think he deserves to die. But even if he said those things, he didn't say he doesn't deserve to die. Idiots. Sorry, I'm ranting here. Let's go to Trump. This is Trump asked if we should designate Antifa and other radical groups as domestic terror. Yeah. They literally call for the violent overthrow of the government, call for violence to shut people's speech down. They've killed a bunch of people. They're literally funded by Soros. They've been killing a bunch of people in Europe. Now, 10 members of AFD that were in the lead have died in the last 2 weeks. Well, it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now it's 10 magically died. Antifa just attacked a bunch of them over there violently. It's an international terror group. Yeah. Abso-frickin-lutely. And 40% of them on average are crazy trainees. I mean, this is just nuts. Go ahead and go to Trump. Here it is.
If I have support from the people back here, I think we'd start with Pam, I think. But I would, if you give me, I would do that 100%, and others also, by the way. But Antifa is terrible. There are other groups. We have some pretty radical groups, and they got away with murder. And also, I've been speaking to the Attorney General about bringing RICO against some of the people that you've been reading about that have been putting up millions and millions of dollars for agitation. These aren't protests. These are crimes, what they're doing, where they're throwing bricks at cars of the of ICE and Border Patrol. And they come in with a beautiful new car. They're so proud. It's Border Patrol, ICE. You know, it's got whatever it is. And they're throwing rocks at it. And after 50 yards, it looks like an old beat-up vehicle. It was just brand new. It was just bought for the purposes. And they don't have to take that anymore. I let it be known. We'll take responsibility. They don't have to take it anymore. And they don't want to take it. They were told by a past administration, it became almost a culture, if somebody throws a rock at you, do nothing. If somebody spits in your face, do nothing.
By the way, pause. Trump is great, but he's always only 30% there. They've Antifa and trainees have killed two Border Patrol agents this year. They've shot up two ICE and Border Patrol facilities. They shot up trucks at least 7 times, like at the pot dispensary that had the slave kids in California, is just one example. They've killed a bunch of cops. They've killed a bunch of citizens. I mean, I can't even keep track of it. They've shot up schools and Catholic masses. They've done serial killer operations. The left worships Mangione. I mean, I could just go for hours. So Trump's like, oh, they're tearing up our beautiful vehicles. You mean they're hitting cops in the head with cinder blocks off the tops of overpasses and giving them concussions? And yeah, the cops just sit there and take it because they've been ordered to sit there and take it. So it's always far worse than what Trump's saying. It's racketeering. They're funding it. They're running the operation. He said that previously. He's right on that. But he needs to go hardcore. Oh, they tore up our beautiful buildings. How about they killed Border Patrol agents? How about they killed citizens? How about they killed little kids? How about they killed Charlie Kirk? How about that? Finish the clip.
You do whatever you want. You do whatever the hell you want. I watched it. I watched it so sick it made me. For 4 years, I had to sit home and watch people screaming at policemen and spitting in their face, and they weren't able to do anything. They just had a grin and bear it. They're standing up like a piece of steel. And a woman, in many cases, women, you can see they're professional agitators. I had one the other night. I had 4 the other night, all in one group. Total phonies. I started to scream when I got into a restaurant.
All right, let's stop there. We got to go to break. And again, the corporate media will take what I said 10 minutes ago out of context when I said I want them dead. I said when they're tried, when they're convicted, the terrorists that kill people and aid and abet it, I want them executed. But the media will cut that out and have me saying kill, kill, kill. Just like when I say this is a war, I want a war. No, they've declared war on us, just like Elon Musk said. Whether you like it or not, here it is. We're right.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at TheAlexShowStore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to TheAlexShowStore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at TheAlexShowStore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
My North Star is the truth. What I really believe is what I say. And that's why I'm right 98% of the time, more than anybody else out there. I told you it was a trans cult that did this. We have questions. It looks like there might have been a group piggybacking on it. I'll get to that later. Now that we've had time to ferret into it. There is evidence there was a shooter behind him at about 70 yards. We'll be getting to that later. And when the globalists and different groups are in the discords, they can piggyback with their wind-up assassins like crooks in Pennsylvania. So I go where the facts lead me and where my deep knowledge of all the different facets go. I'm the guy that taught the public about false flags. When I first talked about false flags 31 years ago, no one, I mean 1% might have known about them. But now people think everything is a pure staged event. Well, you can also hype up these movements and basically take MK Ultra style control from beta to through the culture, through the drugs, through the media, through the Discord channels, and create basically the same thing, but then have plausible deniability. Vindicated again. Witnesses, the family, confession by him, a manifesto, the DNA, all of it. But the security guard does not shoot him under the arm. It's a phone. He's got it here. Whoa, goes like that. But it does look like there's very good evidence of a shooter behind. And even Fox is saying it's very suspicious. These very famous agitators that were acting all crazy to get attention right after the shots fired or shots are fired. And right how the question is asked about trans shooters. I mean, the whole thing, it does have scripting on it. I haven't figured out exactly, but I'm honing in and I'm computating. I'm scanning. And I'm talking to a lot of really smart people that are profilers in people, and we're trying to figure it out. I'll leave it at that. I'm talking to Delta Force people, current and former. I'm talking to a lot of folks, and they think something's going on too. We're going to get to the bottom of it. But bottom line, there were definitely a trans cult there that definitely thought they were coming to kill Kirk. That we know, and we know they're all, the left called for his death, celebrated his death, and then now they're saying he's a right winger, and it's totally proven he was, had a relationship, was a furry, which is all gets into pedo garbage and Satanism and heavy drugs. And we have the neighbors and everybody talking about him out kissing and everything else, you know, holding each other's hands. Now, here is Steve Bonnell, also known as Destiny. He's been on the show before, calls for conservatives to be killed more often so they will be afraid to attend events or speak out. What is the definition of terrorism? Violence or the threat of violence for a political or cultural or religious aim meant to intimidate the public or governments. Pull up the definition. This is the definition of terrorism. When you call for violence against whole groups of people with a major platform and say it's because I want to silence them, you are now literally acting as a capo, as a commander, telling vigilante crazies to go out and kill people. That is illegal as hell. And there's different definitions, but they all say the same thing. Domestic terrorism refers to ideological motivated violent acts committed by individuals or groups within the U.S. to coerce civilian population, influence government policy, and affect government conduct. Basic intimidation. But the more classic one is what I've quoted to you. But it's the same distillation. So that is the reality here. Here is Destiny. Really engaging, I believe, in a criminal call to action to intimidate the public. Here it is.
Hash out the crime statistics?
Not exactly like...
You need conservatives to be afraid of getting killed when they go to events so that they look to their leadership to turn down the temperature. The issue is right now, they don't feel like there's any fear. Like, I don't know. It's like memes. It's just memes to everybody, I guess. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't care. I'm playing video games. Okay. I'm done today. I don't give a f- It's going to be so f- gay if I get killed in the next 2 months doing. Well, the cuck out here, please don't anybody make any actual f- the most cucked, weak ass, bullshit ass speeches on my side. If it happens, holy, f- I'm going to make a death note before I go out to go live and not so cucked. It's so optics cucked.
That's right. It's cucked not to call for violence because the right wing's turned the temperature up. No, it's you guys killing people. It's you guys calling for violence. It's you guys celebrating violence. It's you guys saying we need it to intimidate and shut people down. And then you're mad at other leftists because they're cucked because they don't want to take part in this. And then Destiny says, oh, what if he gets killed? Well, somebody might kill him and blame us. That's what we're talking about here is the incoming false flags that are the final ingredient. Remember, I told you all this when Trump got back in. They pre-programmed it. Now they're going to engage in terror attacks on traditionally black colleges, black churches. That's what they've already programmed, and illegal alien demonstrations, and say it was done for Charlie Kirk. And now they've evacuated the black colleges, saying, oh, Charlie Kirk's a white supremacist. Not true. The white supremacists called and made threats and bomb threats because of Charlie Kirk. So when there's an attack, everybody's pre-programmed. Oh, the school told us that Charlie Kirk supporters were coming to kill us. See how the frame job is already done. Just like they put out all these fake quotes. Notice, never video. Just an image of Charlie saying black women are stupid and should never be able to have a job. Said nothing even 1% close. Doesn't matter. I mean, you know the NGOs. You know Antifa or the leftists called in the death threats and bomb threats at the black colleges, and it's happening at the churches, and then they say, we got to evacuate. The whites are coming to kill us. Ahead of the attacks. It's just that simple. Now, I've got literally more than 20 of these. These are just what I sent the crew. They had 150-something clips yesterday of this stuff. This is a newscast. Deranged leftist tries to kill elderly North Carolina man over Trump banner at his place and then shoots at the guy out of his car. And I've got them just terrorizing vigils and attacking women and children and tearing up Charlie Kirk memorials just everywhere. Beating up women. Coming to the vigils and chanting, kill Charlie Kirk, kill them all. Endless videos, people online. Kill his family, kill his wife, kill his kids, kill their parents. And then Destiny says, we turned up the heat. And they'll take what I said 30 minutes ago out of context. I know they would. Doesn't matter. That's why you'll see a 10-second clip of me saying, I want them dead. I want them executed. I said, after they're arrested, indicted, charged, given a fair trial, the six people that said, I've been told he'll be dead tomorrow in the town, trans cult, and it's going to be so good. And the next day, I told you he'd be dead. This is so wonderful. When they raid those people, and they better, and they get the evidence that they knew and did nothing, they aided and abetted capital murder. They are accessories to, and look at how sick these people look. But we're not going to kill them, these blobs. We need due process, bare minimum prison. There is a duty for our elected representative government to do its job. Now, it's one thing when they say go out and kill people, and they're not really specific. They should lose their jobs. In some cases, a terroristic threat. They should get some jail time. But when they have premeditated prior knowledge and say, watch, he'll be liquidated tomorrow, he'll be dead tomorrow, and then they say, see, I told you so. That's it. That's it. So here is a deranged leftist trying to shoot and kill an elderly man after he attacks his Trump sign. Here it is.
In western North Carolina, where shots were fired after a Trump flag was torn down outside of a rafting company, and this entire encounter caught on camera.
Fox Carolina, the first to break this story to you as well. And only on Fox Carolina tonight, Ashley Listrom spoke to the company's owner about what unfolded. Ashley.
Justin Dana, the owner of Paddle and Rafting, tells me he wants to sit down and have a conversation with the man he says enacted political violence on his property. It's an act you're about to see for yourself.
He walked up to the sign, and when he stood there in front of the sign and reached up, I'm like, I can't believe this.
In this video, captured Saturday, September 6th, you see a man park next to Paddle and Rafting, walk across the street, and tear a Trump banner off of a sign.
I watched him until he reached up and started pulling the sign down, and you know, it's just a shock. The signs have been up there for a long time.
The owner of the company, Mark Thomas, watching the scene live, says he went outside and fired his rifle twice in the air.
You know, let him know that somebody's watching him, you know, and didn't appreciate it.
Then, as the man drives off, you see him raise his gun out of the sunroof of his car. That's when the owner says that man shot at him.
Society in general is really, really disappointing. You know, I know what this country could be. I know how we all could be together.
This comes after a wave of recent political violence and one Thomas says has to stop.
See something, say something, do something. Become part of a respectable community and just make it known we will not stand for this stuff.
The Swain County Sheriff's Office says if you know anything about the situation or recognize the car, you're asked to call the Sheriff's Office right away. That phone number is 828-488-0159. Reporting live in the studio, Ashley Listrom, Fox Carolina News.
All right, now here's a deranged leftist. Stomps a Charlie Kirk memorial before being tackled by patriots. Here it is. Clip number three. All right. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the type of stuff that's going on. Next is clip nine. Give me some time on that. Now let's look at how the so-called right-wing populists are responding to this. This is indicative of Kirk's wife, of J.D. Vance, of myself, of everybody. This is RFK Jr. talking about what we need to do as the general public. Here it is.
His vision, his mission to preserve those things, his kindness in talking to people with whom he disagreed are all things that we need to learn. And we need to integrate into our own lives. And as Tulsi said, we need to reach out with love to the people on the other side who are asleep and who are too frightened and too panicked and too controlled to understand what they are losing. And we need to protect those things until they wake up.
Now, this scumbag, Leptis Bob Villain, who's always going around calling for killing people he doesn't like, came out and celebrated days after concerts. We've already played those clips. But then he came out and said, you have no evidence I celebrated the death of Charlie Kirk. You have no evidence of this. No, you just celebrated and said people deserve to die. Here he is.
Yo, real quick. At no point during yesterday's show was Charlie Kirk's death celebrated.
I want to dedicate this next one to an absolute piece of shit of a human being.
At no point whatsoever.
The pronouns was, were.
But at no point was his death celebrated.
If you touch shit, you will get banned.
If it was, go find me a quote, go find me something that proves that we were celebrating his death.
Rest in peace, Charlie Kirk, you piece of shit!
And again, we had to bleep that or delay that for stations, so it probably didn't make much sense, but if you're watching it, Real Hawk Jones on X or Infowars.com/show, you'd see that. Now, here's one. Representative Ilhan Omar says America's worse than Somalia. I don't remember ever witnessing anything like that. Somalia is hands down the most dangerous, horrible country on earth. Slavery and piracy is its main business. Blacks are captured from Central Africa and taken up there and still sold. Only places it's legal is some areas of Africa and the Middle East. Just total death, destruction, hell on earth. Kidnapping's the third largest business and holding people ransom. And here she is. She's always saying, I do what I do for Somalia. We ship money back to Somalia. Here she is saying America is horrible, and I agree, people like her here, the left, and let me just hear this for yourself.
Masked
armed men who are in plain clothes that are snatching people off the streets, unwilling to identify themselves. You have the military being deployed in our streets. My God, this is America. You have states' rights being disregarded. So, you know, a constitutional crisis that's being created in front of our eyes. And the same week where we have a president who has deployed the military who are trained to kill our enemies, not Americans, but our enemies, are in our streets. It's the same week that we are going to have a military parade. Can you imagine that image that is going to be coming out of our country? I mean, I grew up in a dictatorship. And I don't even remember ever witnessing anything like that. To have a democracy, a beacon of hope for the world to now be turned into one of the worst countries where the military are in our streets without any regard for people's constitutional rights, while our president is spending millions of dollars propping himself up like a failed dictator with a military parade, it is really shocking, and it should be a wake-up call for all Americans to say this is not the country we were born in. This is not the country we believe in. This is not the country our founding fathers imagined, and this is not the country that is supported by our Constitution, our ideals, our values.
Ilhan Omar was saved when a total collapse of Somalia by the U.S. military and taken here. But that's what she thinks of it. Meanwhile, everybody loved the National Guard when I was in D.C. They were just being very polite, very nice. Crime rate down over 9%. White House plans security boosts on civil terrorism fears as FBI investigation revolutionary leftist groups in Kirk assassination. So that's all coming up. Now, here's Fetterman, and you got to give him credit, Senator Fetterman of Pennsylvania, saying, don't ever compare anyone to Hitler. We have to turn the temperature down. We can't compare people to these kinds of figures in history. Trump is not an autocrat. No, he's elected popularly and in the Electoral College, and his approval rating is at an all-time high right now. He's not a dictator like Ilhan Omar said. Here's Fetterman.
But when you hear some Democrats saying Trump is acting like an autocrat.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. If you actually compare him to an actual autocrat, that is not just that. Now, last night, for example, people were complaining, they were protesting about, oh, that's the Hitler thing. You just don't ever compare anyone to Hitler and those kinds of extreme things. Now, look what happened to Charlie Kirk. I mean, you know, the man was shot. Now, we have to turn the temperature down. It's like we can't compare people to these kinds of figures in history. And this is not an autocrat. This is a product of a democratic election.
So you don't think that Trump is at all shattering any of the norms of democracy in any way?
I'm saying he's definitely different, but that's what America voted for. Again, I don't agree with many of these things, but that does not make him an autocrat.
We have Podesta plan to do civil war with these exact operations using Antifa, trans, Black Lives Matter, Islamic groups, communists, democratic socialists, and that's who's doing all this. By the way, this trans group's connected to Antifa and Democrat Socialist in their own documents, in his own documents, the shooter. Just incredible. So here's Tulsi Gabbard, tries not to cry as crowd goes crazy when she walks on the stage at Kirk's vigil show. So this is the difference between us and them. Here it is.
Aloha. In the book of Corinthians, Paul said, therefore we are always of good courage. And know that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We are of good courage, I say, and prefer to rather be absent from the body and be home with the Lord. ultimately, for every one of us, the time that we have in this world is temporary. Our time will come sooner or later. And so the critical question that we have for ourselves is, whatever time we have, what are we doing with it? How are we making the most of every day that we have? And Charlie Kirk, every single day, carried out his mission, motivated by his faith in Jesus Christ and his unwavering dedication to defending our God-given freedoms enshrined in our Constitution and Bill of Rights.
All right. I'm going to go to break. I've got even more powerful stuff I haven't gotten to. We're going to be looking at, was there a shooter actually behind him up in the window? It looks pretty credible. I'm checking other feeds of it and have been confirming that it's on other tapes. So we're going to go over the evidence is as it develops, as it unfolds. But definitely they had a trans group there, and then you could have had globalist groups in the discords using that as a piggyback operation, very similar to the second shooter with Crooks, Pennsylvania. That's coming up. We just go where the facts are. Before I end this segment, bombshell, EU bankrolling media NGOs behind smear campaign against Trump, European candidates after U.S. aid funding cut. It's the same deal. Trump to confront Starmer over U.S. UK anti-free speech laws during state visit. It's happening. That's what we're up against, the globalist. So remember, when you fund this operation, you keep us on air. Plus, the products are insanely good. I only sell you things that really work. And so we have a big sale going on right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And so I just ask you all for your support. It is beyond critical. We have 50% off on the Ultimate Burn sale. Great natural fat burning. Ultramethylene Blue, 50% off. The Charlie Kirk fundraiser, 25% of proceeds will be donated to TPUSA with We're All Charlie Kirk shirts and more. Ultimate VIP. Spend $30 in the store each month, get $40 and a whole bunch of special sales and special offers. We also have the Alex Jones 1-year anniversary mega sale with a whole bunch of huge deals there. There's too much to get into. It would take too much time to go over it all. Just go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best t-shirts, the very best ball caps, the widest selection. Some of them are the very best designs. You got the classic 1776 gear, the Trump gear, the InfoWars gear, the humor gear, the classic Americana gear. Those are kind of the sections I would say they're in. It's over 500 designs. If anything, it's insane. But what you really want is the ultramethylene blue. What you really want is the Shilajit. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And everybody should be a VIP. $30 a month, just like Amazon Prime, and then you get $40 to spend in the store and all these special deals. If you're going to buy anything, you should become a VIP. You can cancel any time. Thank you for your support. Hour number two straight ahead, my Paul Revere's. Be sure and share those live feeds now at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and rumble.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping outlaw free one, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Live.
Enter the so-called Podesta plan, a plan that isn't a single neatly titled document you can Google in a heartbeat. It's the insidious undercurrent of strategies hatched by John Podesta, the longtime Clinton operative and Obama whisperer, to weaponize division, radicalize the masses, and claw back power through engineered unrest. And at its rotten heart, the Podesta plan emerges from the WikiLeaks trove of over 50,000 emails hacked from Podesta's Gmail in 2016.
This is a legitimate email. John needs to change his password immediately. So the IT team said, yes, John, reset your password at that bit.ly link. Well, they actually say reset it at myaccount.google.com, which is the right link, but he just went back to the original email and used the bit.ly link, and then he got hacked.
These weren't just chit-chat about pizza parties. They revealed a calculated machine, Podesta, as Hillary's campaign chair and founder of the left-wing think tank Center for American Progress, plotting to plant the seeds of the revolution in America. One bombshell email from 2012 penned by activist Sandy Newman to Podesta floated the idea of hijacking religious voters for a progressive uprising.
What Kirk said was dangerous. What Kirk said was racist, rooted in white supremacy, nasty, and hate-filled.
Fast forward through the leaks and you see the blueprint solidify. Coordinate with media allies to amplify outrage, fund agitators through shadowy foundations, and stoke racial and cultural fault lines to delegitimize elections. It's not about winning votes. It's about winning the narrative war, turning dissent into dynamite.
Reaction to the Trump type?
Well, my reaction is it's disgusting. And I think people saw in real life what we've been saying for a long time, what Hillary said as far back as June, is that he's unfit to be president of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president-elect of the United States, Donald John Trump.
Post-2016, as Trump stormed the gates, Podesta and his ilk didn't slink away. They doubled down. Remember James Carville, the raging Cajun himself, teaming up with Podesta in leaked chats right after the election? They schemed to paint Trump as an existential threat to minorities and immigrants, priming blue cities for secession and street-level sabotage.
Trump is a criminal. Criminals like to be around other criminals.
And a mob boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Podesta's fingerprints are everywhere, from emails coordinating with CNN's Donna Brazile to rigged town halls to whispers of pressuring donors like Saudi Arabia and Qatar over ISIS funding while ignoring Clinton Foundation ties.
But most scandalous is that one of the biggest donors to the supposedly progressive team is the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, currently massacring dissidents in its own country, as well as thousands of Yemeni civilians. The Saudi regime funds the Clintons with at least tens of millions of dollars. And in 2015, the Saudi government also started paying $140,000 per month to the Podesta group.
Now, zoom to today, and the Podesta plan isn't theory. It's fully operational. With Trump back in the saddle and the deep state reeling, sources are buzzing about a Podesta-led Democrat plan for 1,500 protests across all 50 states, scripted riots in L.A., and false flags to frame Trump as a dictator, all to ignite a civil war scenario and seize power. Podesta is not just advising on climate scams like the Inflation Reduction Act's $370 billion green slush fund.
As Karine noted, we're marking the one-year anniversary of a truly transformative piece of legislation, the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the largest investment in clean energy and climate action ever in the United States, in the history of the world. But first, I want to acknowledge that today's event is coming during a time of heartbreak as the toll of extreme weather fueled by climate change is being felt across the country and the world.
Now we're just having to get the money out as fast as possible before they come in and, like, fuck up. It truly feels like we're on the Titanic and we're throwing, like, gold bars off the top edge.
He's the architect of the unrest that keeps the masses distracted while the elite consolidate. This is the Podesta Plan, orchestrated uprising, riding out into this very...
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com.
It's Alex Jones.
Number two, some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes, but it's such an important report, I'll probably play it during the main broadcast later. It just went live in the last hour at Infowars.com. The Podesta Plan got us here. Special report by John Baum. That is what we're living under with this domestic terrorism, the left calling for more uprisings to drive us into submission. It's just unbelievable. That is all coming up. Meanwhile, New York judge tosses terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione. Murder count stands. Democrats cheer in the streets. Oh, but they're not the ones behind the violence. They just call for it, carry it out, cheer it, and then say it's not real. And are joined by a bunch of delusional people that claim they're on the right wing, claiming Israel did it. Israel does plenty of bad stuff, and I'm on it like flies on you know what when they are. But this was an ATF leak that it was a trans person because they're sick of the cover-ups, just like the FBI leaked to Kyle Serafin 3 weeks ago with the trans shooter at the Catholic mass killing the kids. These people are all over the place saying they're going to kill everybody. I got nothing but love in D.C. from Hispanics, Asians, blacks, whites. You saw the live feeds. Anywhere I went, just mobbed. More than half folks that walked by, we love you, we love you. I walk in the hotel after I shot a 30-minute live feed at the Washington Monument, and both black bellhops, one young, one old. Well, we love you, Alex. We're just watching you. Be careful out there at the Washington Monument. I mean, again, that's an example of how awake people are. But the one person that threatened us was on a big monocycle going around like 20 miles an hour. Ha, 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 you're upset about it. Your friend getting killed. Ha, 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 you're next. And it was a trans crazy. I know who threatens us. I know what we're dealing with. I deal with it. I know. They're out there. They're real. And there's going to be a lot more of the trans days of rage. And the media under Biden would try to cover it up, remember? And the Nashville shooting and others. And the serial killer groups and all of it. And I got a clip coming up of J.D. Vance with Stephen Miller when he hosted Charlie's show. We're going to play that first. Where they pointed out what Trump said, we have to go after the NGOs. We broke 10 years ago the brother of a high-level Antifa officer under Alexander Soros' command with the group he runs, with the officer commands to cause riots in Maryland the last year of the Obama administration to try to blame it on candidate Trump. And it's how to rile up the black folks, how to use keywords, how to direct them to try to attack certain government buildings and other facilities. So these Black Lives Matter to get the crowds out, or back then Trayvon Martin and all the rest of it, and then they try to direct the psychological warfare. Well, now they've got these brainwashed on all these illegal drugs and legal drugs and hormone stuff, these, quote, trans people. People go, well, why is the new trans not a guy that thinks he's a woman? You know, harmless, like a Blair White or something, not against those people. Like Blair White, very nice person, friend of mine. I don't hate people because they're gay or because they, you know, feel like they're a woman. It's the final form of these people. Go to a Democrat rally. Go to an Antifa rally. A Democrat rally, 10% are probably trans, and they're not like, you know, RuPaul or whatever their name is, you know, drag show or something. It's not dudes in dresses and lipstick that look like girls. It's people with purple hair, crazy eyes, black circles around their eyes with pentagrams all over them. A lot of times with an M4 machine gun saying, I'm going to kill you, and hissing, and they'll pull out a fake bloody baby and go Satan and pour blood all over themselves. They'll take a dump on the ground. They'll throw bags of poop at you. One of them threw them at me, missed, hit Owen once. The stench was unbelievable. They're having a downtown event called Trump and Alex Jones, The Art of Disinformation. We go to an event naming us with city street shut down, and they start attacking. So, I mean, I know all about these people. And the final form is, used to be a big fat clown guy that's a pedo. But now the final form is a bald-headed dude, looks like a space alien, like the guy that was stealing all the luggage that ran all the nuclear waste under Biden. The final form is a crazy dude with a shaved head who looks like a space alien, dressed like a woman. But then the final form after that is like people just running around saying, I love Satan, I want to murder children. I mean, literally, you've seen all of our videos of these people. Go see it for yourself. The deputy head of HHS, open devil worshiper priest with giant pentagrams. I mean, these people are cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. I walked in a Jersey Mike sub shop 2 weeks ago coming in to do the Saturday show at noon, and I hadn't eaten, and I pulled into Jersey Mike's or by the backup studio. And I get on, and I walk up, I'm on the phone, I'm talking to somebody, I don't want to be rude in the Jersey Mike's, so I finish the phone call, and I see two, look like they were like 16-year-old trans kids. You just tell the crazy look, the hair, they look like girls, they look like that, the weird, you know, the clothing they're wearing. And they start going, look, it's him. And I go, well, I'm not going to be scared, I'm going to go in there and still get my sandwich, but I was going to eat in there. I said I got it and left. And I get in, and they go, we're leaving. Yeah. They like got up and took their food and left because I came in. I mean, folks, I'm getting 90% of the hate I get, which is rare, but when I get hate, it's them. And so, you know, that's what's going down here, folks. And we're going to look at another shooter possibly being there. I've looked at all the evidence that's come out. It's all been absolute crap until now. And I'm not saying the globalists hooked into U.S. intelligence couldn't piggyback on an event like we saw Crooks and there was another shooter. He probably didn't even know it was there. Definitely another shooter. That's proven. 600, 700 yards away. He was only 140 away. And we'll go there in a moment. Max Blumenthal joins us at the bottom of the hour. I had an emergency court thing. They didn't think they needed me. Then they said they did. So I wasn't going to be here. So I tape the first hour you just saw this morning. I'm live right now at 12:13 Central PM. And then I got word as I was leaving, oh, you're not needed now. So I had to tell Nick Fuentes, oh, sorry, emergency court. So he's rescheduled for the next few days. We're talking about when he's going to come on. That would have been perfect time to have him today. But we got Max Blumenthal is coming on. So we appreciate that. Harrison's even more up on this than me on the Israel angle, so we're going to look at it because I just go with the facts I have. But then as it appears there may have been another shooter, then we start moving over to that a little and saying, okay, who would then stand to gain? And then that would move Israel in, because Kirk was very influential, was starting to really come out because they were bullying him against them. I just said, when you don't have evidence yet, you don't say it. When I say something, it's because I really believe it. And the idea that I would shy away from Israel because they're threatening me, my God. I've got the Chi-Com lobby, the Israel lobby. I got everybody coming after me. I cover it no matter where it goes. That's what we do here. But my credibility is everything to me, and it's about what do I really believe. And I will not accuse groups or people or be involved in something if there's no evidence. But as evidence emerges that there looks like there may have been another shooter, and I talked to Delta Force guys, I talked to Navy SEALs about this yesterday and today. I was already planning to cover it, and then Sean Johnson, you know, Navy SEALs, 8 years. They wanted him to be an officer, but he got out. You know, he was a demolition expert, Navy SEAL trainer as well, combat around the world. He comes in this morning. We're about to lift weights at 7:30. I was already planning to cover it. He goes, "You seen this?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I've seen that. I was planning to cover it." And he's like, "Yeah, this looks really credible to me." And then I was already thinking everything he's about to say. You know, it'd be very easy for the NSA and these groups inside that are monitoring all the discords. You know, they've got those tranny cults in there that came out in the Tulsi Gabbard documents you released. It'd be very easy for them to shadow that and use that as an overlay, just like Pennsylvania with the attempted Trump killing with a second shooter. And I was like, yep. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm planning to say, Sean. But the point is, it's like I got Army guys calling me. I got him coming in telling me. Everything else they saw is pure crap. Like the guy shooting him under the arm. No, it's a guy with a cell phone. They hear the shot. He goes like that. It's not, and then, you know, that's pure crap. You can hear the rifle report. It's a 30-06, as I said that day. I said on Wednesday, my source says it sounds like a 30-06. That's how good those guys' ears are. And the guy that told me that is like a total rifle instructor expert on them all, Quentin. And I've been trying to get Quentin on, but he's in a war zone, so it's hard for him to be able to come on in another country. But this under-the-arm thing's pure crap, but this new thing is not. And we looked at different angles, different videos, that's coming up. But right now, I want to just get back to the fact that regardless, they'll use, as I've said 1,000 times, the Black Lives Matter, the Antifa, the trans rage groups, the Islamists as the cover during an uprising, for the professionals to come in and wreak havoc, and then basically they can escape during the chaos. So I know that fits the model. I'm an expert. I'm the guy that introduced this to the public. 1% of people talk about false flags till I put it on the map. But I've never said everything is a pure false flag. This is more a turn up the heat, generate the hate, mass mind control, brainwashing operation. But when I see some other evidence, I start going, okay, now let's look there. But I was looking for everything. But I saw so much uncredible crap going on. And then people attacking me saying I was covering something up when there was nothing to cover up, that it's irritating. I run this show. I make the decisions. I cover whatever the truth is, no matter how dangerous it is. You've got my guarantee on that. And that's why the bad guys want me off the air so much. All right, so here is the vice president hosting the Charlie Kirk Show with the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller. Very important what they had to say.
Welcome back to the Charlie Kirk Show. This is Vice President J.D. Vance. Joining me now is Stephen Miller, White House Deputy Chief of Staff, dear friend of mine. And dear friend of Charlie Kirk's, and before I get into the nitty-gritty of what I wanted to talk with Stephen about, you know, there's a lot of questions about the investigation, where we are in the investigation. I want to be respectful to the FBI's process, but just know that we are on top of this, and the entire administration is trying to do as much as possible to find everything that we can about what led to this, about how we got here, and, of course, ultimately, how an assassin took Charlie's life. I wanted to zoom out with Stephen a little bit and talk about all of the ways that we're trying to figure out how to prevent this festering violence that you see on the far left from becoming even more and more mainstream. And you know, before I do that, Stephen, I want to do this with every guest because you're a friend of Charlie's, and one of the things I'm hoping that people get out of this is an understanding for the kind of guy that Charlie was, who he was. And so before I talk to you about what we're doing to try to prevent something like this from happening again, maybe you could just talk about why you love Charlie, what memories you have of him, something that would give our audience a sense of what he was behind the microphone.
Yeah. I've known Charlie for 10 years. He was a treasured friend. And, you know, he made you believe more in yourself, is the best way I could put that.
That's right.
He was your biggest cheerleader. If I was working on a hard project, an important executive order, a major new initiative, he would give me the strength and the focus to get it done.
That's right.
He was everybody's supporter, enthusiast, cheerleader, promoter. He made all of us better every single day. You know, the memory that I keep turning to is not a single memory. It's a period of a couple months after we won the election. And Charlie was in the campaign or the transition office every single day. And from dawn till dusk, volunteering his time to get into the weeds, the nitty-gritty of government. And he was so damn excited. I mean, it really hurts to think about it right now. He was so excited about all of us being here. And we would be talking about every executive order, every new regulation, every new policy plan. It was such a thrill for me to get to spend a few months of my life, because, you know, he came from the nonprofit, the activist world. I came from the government world. And in this transition, to be able to work hand in hand, take all of his ideas from being the leader of TPUSA, spending time with college students, spending time with activists, and then be able to be with us at the transition to plan out the next step of our government, that was an experience for which I will always be grateful. And the last thing I'll say is that, to my earlier point, Charlie would send me messages all the time just saying, you know, great work, or here's a new idea, or here's what I think will take this to the next level. And I took them all to heart. And God, I just love the man so much.
He was our biggest supporter, yeah. Stephen, but he was also, if he disagreed, he would figure out how to get us to get where he wanted us to go. Always such a big cheerleader. Absolutely right. The darkest moments of my life, it was Charlie who was on the phone saying, don't let him get to you. Keep on fighting. Keep on going. You're absolutely right. So I want to be mindful of time here. A lot of people are very worried about how we got here in the first place. And you have the crazies on the far left who are saying, oh, Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance, they're going to go after constitutionally protected speech. No, we're going to go after the NGO network that foments, facilitates, and engages in violence. That's not okay. Violence is not okay in our system, and we want to make it less likely that that happens. Walk me through, at a high level, like what you and I have been working on, what the whole administration has been working on to try to make sure that we don't reward and promote this craziness.
Yes, so it's an excellent question. I've said this before, but it bears repeating. The last message that Charlie sent me was, I think it was just the day before we lost him, which is that we need to have an organized strategy to go after the left-wing organizations that are promoting violence in this country. And I will write those words onto my heart, and I will carry them out. The people ask me, you know, what emotions I'm feeling right now. It's just something people say. I mean, you kind of know the answer. There's incredible sadness, but there's incredible anger. And the thing about anger is that unfocused anger or blind rage is not a productive emotion.
Right.
But focused anger, righteous anger, directed for a just cause, is one of the most important agents of change in human history.
Charlie showed that. Amen.
And we are going to channel all of the anger that we have over the organized campaign that led to this assassination to uproot and dismantle these terrorist networks. So let me explain a little bit what that means. So,
got 30 seconds. So be quick, Stephen.
The organized doxing campaigns, the organized riots, the organized street violence, the organized campaigns of dehumanization, vilification, posting people's addresses, combining that with messaging that's designed to trigger and incite violence, and the actual organized cells that carry out and facilitate the violence, it is a vast domestic terror movement. And with God as my witness, we are going to use every resource we have at the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and throughout this government to identify, disrupt, dismantle, and destroy these networks and make America safe again for the American people. It will happen, and we will do it in Charlie's name.
Thank you, Stephen. Don't go away. I'll be joined.
All right, at least six people the day before said he will be dead tomorrow in the town, and they were all trans people or transporters. And the day of, then they said, see, told you so. They should all be SWAT teamed. Warrants, get everything. We have them. This is domestic terrorism, ladies and gentlemen. Now I want to play a clip of Elon Musk nailing it with Tommy Robbins. Here it is.
And when I read about some of the horrific stories and how the government did nothing and tried to hide it, they try to hide these horrific crimes. And then you see how much violence there is on the left with our friend Charlie Kirk getting murdered in cold blood this week. And people on the left celebrating it openly. The left is the party of murder and celebrating murder. I mean, let that sink in for a minute. That's who we're dealing with here. That is who we're dealing with.
And as he said, they're coming to kill us one way or another. We have to be ready. If we don't fight, we will die. That means defensively. Yeah, we're in a war. When I say that, it doesn't mean we're going to attack them. It means we're in a war. We want due process, but we want them brought to justice. Now, I'm going to go to break, come back with Max Blumenthal to look at this whole case and why people are pointing at Israel. Then I'm going to get into the videos and what looks like a second shooter. It's credible. I've checked the raw videos. I went and checked this when I saw this yesterday. Didn't just jump on it. Did research, made some phone calls, had other people contact me. That's coming up in the third hour with a lot of other news and some other big stories and things we report on. And then we're going to open the phones up in the fourth hour today. We are live, September 16, 2025. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. People are really ready to wake up right now. So take all the reports we're posting on X with Alex Jones, Man.video, Rumble at the Alex Jones channel, and share it like your future depends on it, because it does. All right, we're going to break, but I wanted to tell you about one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Today is the one-year anniversary of the AlexJonesStore.com. Took 6 months to set it up and get it ready, but we are launching Life is Fiery with its beauty. That's a saying I said many years ago. One-year anniversary fundraiser sale. And we are doing really good in court. Big victories. You're going to see a bunch of stuff in the news very, very soon. I'll just leave it at that, involving the DOJ and what they've done to us. I'll stop right there. In celebration of the AlexJonesStore.com officially becoming open for business for a year, we are launching the Life is Fire with its Beauty one-year anniversary fundraiser sale. For this week only, all shirts and hats are just $25. They cost like $15 apiece. They're such high quality. Instead of the regular $35. Plus, we're giving everyone a free $11 to spend on the store this week only, with no code required on all orders above $75. Just at checkout, $11 comes off the price. And it doesn't stop there. All orders of Ultimate Burn are 50% off an amazing natural fat burning private label, the top seller. So, you know, it's already a top company. It totally works, certified. 50% off to celebrate the fire of liberty burning within the heart of every info warrior. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com and take advantage of the incredible fundraiser sale now for incredible discounts on all of our merch, including the new Holy Wars line of Life is Fire with its Beauty. It's all based on the Crusades, which were a defense to over 100 Islamic attacks on Europe. If you don't go now, you won't be able to use the free $11 we are offering this week only, and you may miss out on the Ultimate Burn, which is about to sell out. Life is Fire with its Beauty one-year anniversary fundraiser sale details. All hats and shirts site-wide are just $25 and $35. Get a $11 to use anywhere on the site. No code needed for all orders above $75. Get an additional 50% off on all one-time orders of Ultimate Burn. And there's a bunch of other 50% off on Methylene Blue and so much more. Remember, every dollar you spend on AlexJonesStore.com is a round in the heart, information-wise, peacefully, of the New World Order, satanic globalist cabal. Be the reason we will always be on the air while you still have a chance to save free speech, humanity itself. We've really gotten traction against the globalists. We're having major victories, but we've got to go over the top here. I am in state court today, federal court next week. We're deposing these people. I met with the Justice Department last week. Major stuff you will see within days on the quick side, within a week on the long side. You want action. You want it's happening. We can only stay in the fight because of you. So I salute you all. You are the spirit of 1776. You are the answer to the 1984 tyranny. You are the resistance. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And I salute you all for your support, your word about your prayer. And I salute this crew, the best crew ever. They are so amazing. So keep them in the fight as well. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com. Be the reason we always stay on the air. back with Max Blumenthal and more.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Max Blumenthal is an award-winning journalist. It's incredible work. And he wasn't with us for an hour, but we moved him down earlier because he's had a family emergency come up. He may be here 45 minutes. He may be here 30. He may have to leave any time. But regardless, we'll have him back on. He's got so much to say. An interview he did went super viral with our own mutual friend Tim Dillon, where they looked at Charlie Kirk and his metamorphosis going from really being an absolute supporter of Israel pretty much in a six-month period to them bullying him and things. And he talked about it publicly. It's not just what his friends have been saying. To him really starting to come out and say, this is wrong, this is undue influence, this is dangerous. So people said, wow, did Israel kill him? I never saw any evidence of that, and I'm all over this like white on rice. So I was just like, hold your horses, folks. I criticize Israel all the time, but I'm not going to just come and say that. But I think it's fair to bring all of this up. And then we saw all the videos. Oh, the security guy shot him under the arm. It's a cell phone. He jerks like everybody else does with a big boom. And it's a cell phone. You see it. Now, there is new footage. It looks like a shot from behind that I think looks very credible. It's easy for sophisticated groups that are tied into intelligence to piggyback. We think that happened with Crooks in Pennsylvania. It was clearly a second shooter, according to all my sniper experts, and the trajectory and everything we see, and the bullet that you can see going through all the clothing of people coming from another angle. So I'm going to be getting to that coming up, perhaps with Max Blumenthal, if he'd like to as well. But I got a bunch on that because that's where the evidence leads. So that's coming up. Then you got George Zinn, who now has confessed having child porn at the hospital when he went there. This guy is at so many events, creating crises, doing weird stuff. He's there admittedly creating a big diversion when Kirk gets killed, quote, to get arrested. He's in the New York Times, man falsely confessed to Kirk's shooting to help assassin escape, police say. I mean, this just gets, overhead shot, I'll show you the New York Times. This just gets crazier and crazier by the moment. So we're going to be looking at that, and then you've got this giant command center of trans cult, the really violent ones, weirdos, in the private chats of the NSA that Gabbard exposed 3 months ago. I was up on Capitol Hill and the DOJ last week for several days, not just meeting with Ed Martin, with others. They said it's a real problem. They're basically taking over. I can tell you, Joe Rogan told me when he first went to Spotify, he said, yeah, when you came on and others, they said it's like upwards of half the people at the New York Spotify office, not Sweden, they do the technical, but the sales and the administration of all the music and everything. Whenever they have somebody that Joe doesn't like on, Spotify gives him full freedom. But the trans cult in there literally tears the building apart, poops on the ground, sabotages things. He talked some about that on air, but he told me that at dinner. And, said, I can have on anybody I want, but quite frankly, I have anybody on they don't like, they go you're completely crazy. So this is how out of control this is and how much it's grown. And that's why I see all the violence, them calling for violence against me and all the other shooters, 1-3 weeks ago in Minnesota. I'm like, hold on. The ATF leaked this to Crowder. Maybe there's other people, but now you got a confession. You got a manifesto. You got witnesses with him with his boyfriend that thought he was a girl. I mean, I don't see the bandwidth in a false flag to have a story like this. But that's my view. But let's go to Max Blumenthal to go wherever he wants first, the Israel thing, what happened with Kirk, his take on all of this. I know that Harrison Smith has a lot to add as well. So Max Blumenthal, thegrayzone.com, at Max Blumenthal on X, award-winning journalist, author, filmmaker, blogger, members of investigative reporter on U.S. politics, foreign policy, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, son of a journalist, Sidney Blumenthal, a former aide to President Bill Clinton. He has contributed to outlets including The Nation, The New York Times, Al Jazeera, English, The Daily Beast. I'm not going to go over it all. He founded The Gray Zone in 2015. All right, so Blumenthal, I'm going to shut up now and try to give you the floor to go wherever you want first.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for that. That was my, I think, Wikipedia bio, a bunch of outlets I'm no longer allowed to write for. thanks for hosting this important conversation. I mean, this is about much more than Charlie Kirk. What we've done at the Gray Zone is lifting the mask since Charlie Kirk's horrific death on a major foreign influence operation in the United States targeting the conservative movement. It's also targeted the left as well, run by Benjamin Netanyahu, who is currently presiding over a 7-front war, a genocide in Gaza, and a global assassination campaign that reaches into the a U.S. ally now of Qatar, which hosts one of the largest U.S. military bases in the region. And what we have learned is not that Israel was responsible for Charlie Kirk's assassination. We have no evidence of that. So let's just take that off the table. Maybe someone will find something. It's very understandable why the public has a lack of trust in the official story, as you just came out in your intro and explained. But what happened is Benjamin Netanyahu, while Charlie Kirk's body was still warm, came out and with videos and tweets trying to claim Charlie Kirk's legacy, because Charlie Kirk was in many ways built up by pro-Netanyahu, pro-Israel donors, and he claimed that Charlie Kirk was the greatest friend of Israel and that the radical left and Muslims were responsible for his death before a suspect was even caught. So Netanyahu was trying to milk this for Israel's benefit, and people close to Charlie Kirk, including a longtime friend with access to the Trump administration, started talking to me through various contacts I had in Washington and in the media and telling me this is not true. Charlie Kirk was undergoing a transformation. He was actually under pressure from Netanyahu because of what we saw at the TPUSA Student Action Summit in July, where he was platforming figures who were saying Jeffrey Epstein was a Mossad asset, that Israel was actually committing genocide in Gaza. Comic Dave Smith said that. Tucker Carlson mocking the Zionist billionaire Bill Ackman. And he was under enormous pressure, and they were trying to shut him down, and he was defying them. He actually privately despised Benjamin Netanyahu. I learned from two sources, one inside the administration, that he was actually lobbying against the U.S. striking Iran in June, and that he was almost alone.
By the way, you brought that first. The vice president yesterday hosting Charlie's show posthumously said that.
Well, there you go. I mean, there you go. I mean, a lot of what I reported is reflected in public statements, and we're learning more. And so subsequent to my first story on December 12th about Charlie Kirk's transformation and the pressure he was under, which left him very angry, as we saw from his public appearances, and according to friends, frightened, I learned from multiple sources that there is this meeting in the Hamptons that Bill Ackman, who is a billionaire hedge funder, who is one of the biggest kind of Israeli assets in this, like most influential Israeli power brokers. I mean, he's an American, but he's operating on behalf of Israeli interests, convened this summit in the Hamptons with conservative influencers, and Charlie Kirk was there, and Bill Ackman started confronting Charlie Kirk about what he was doing at TPUSA, that it wasn't pro-Israel enough. And I just,
and by the way, there's a lot of clips of Kirk not naming names, but saying, I've got the Israel lobby and Israel calling me and donors calling me and, you know, saying I'm anti-Semitic and I'm bad. If I even question what's going on, I think that's wrong. So it's not just Candace Owens was close friends with her and I trust her. It's not just rumors. It's not just a big donor saying he was scared of Israel killing him that Harrison met with at Ron Paul's 90th birthday. It was Charlie himself said this. He said he was concerned.
And that was on with Megyn Kelly, I think, the day after the Hamptons meeting that you're talking about happened.
This was on, I believe, August 4th or 5th. And on August 6th, he went on Megyn Kelly and complained about stakeholders who were pro-Israel treating him horribly. And he said, I have less ability to criticize Israel than an Israeli does. So clearly it was getting to him, and he was referring to this meeting. I just learned from someone who was in the room, who was at the meeting, that in addition to Bill Ackman, a British pro-Israel lawyer named Natasha Hausdorff was screaming at Charlie Kirk, like absolutely screaming at him. She is from a Israel lobby group in the UK that is like an extremely...
By the way, let me stop you again. You told us this an hour before the show, and I dropped the ball. So let's say your name again. You said we were going to break exclusive news. You're breaking it now. We have this big Israeli lobbyist screaming at Carly Kirk. Say her name again so we can pull her up. This is the exclusive information.
Yes, this is. This is the first time I'm revealing this other than we just updated our article at the Gray Zone. Her name is Natasha Hausdorff, and we were told this by an attendee of the meeting, and I haven't been able to reach out to her. So, you know, if this turns out to be false, we'll correct it. Sure. But I trust the source because
Natasha Hausdorff. Natasha Hausdorff. Yes. Let's pull that up. Go ahead.
Hausdorff. And she was taking what Bill Ackman was doing. Apparently he was trying to maintain his composure, but she was screaming at him. And what I heard from people in the room is that the whole meeting was a disaster. It was convened mainly to talk about the danger of Zohran Mamdani as New York mayor. And then after the meeting, or towards the end of this, it was kind of like a influencer summit, and they were taken to fancy restaurants in the Hamptons. I backed that up with photos that they stupidly posted on social media. Everyone at the meeting was offered a free trip to Israel, and most of them took it. Newsmax fronted for the trip. Newsmax has become a vehicle for Israeli influence. Its CEO, Chris Ruddy, just met with Netanyahu in Israel. And one of the influencers there, Xavier de Rousseau from PragerU, whose CEO is a veteran of Israel's cyber spying division, Unit 8200, went to one of these starvation sites, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation starvation sites, paid for by the Israeli government, and delivered a video mocking the starvation in Gaza and claiming that Hamas leaders were eating all the ramen and therefore they were on Ozempic. This is what they're being paid to do. And then there's just a bigger issue here. I thought this movement was about America First that Charlie Kirk was heading.
Absolutely. But just interrupt. This is Natasha right here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's her.
Okay, thank you.
And what I did was I showed the source the picture and said, was this her? And they immediately said yes.
All right, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
So you have, I mean, Trump came to power promising America First. And America First means putting American interests first. So presumably, that would mean not going to war on behalf of another country to protect another country that starts a war that it can't finish. And that would be Israel's 12-day war with Iran. Trump had to enter that in order to finish that war. He has a section of achievements on the White House website, and many of them say that there's a section of pro-Israel achievements. One of them is attacking Iran. Another one is attacking Yemen on behalf of Israel.
Which, by the way, is literally stealing his identity, because let's play J.D. Vance just to back you up. Here's J.D. Vance yesterday hosting Charlie's show posthumously, saying that Charlie was extremely concerned with him and others in the admin, which he was also doing publicly, which is when I'm told Netanyahu called him personally. And I can tell you inside baseball from what Tucker told me without saying too much. 6 months ago, 3 months ago, a month ago, Trump does not like Netanyahu for people in the room. And I didn't just get it from Tucker, I got it from others. So this idea, when you see Trump being so nice in public, that basically almost the entire administration, other than a few, understands that they're trying to hijack Trump's peace initiative and run into the ground at the whole world's detriment for Israel. But at the end of the day, it's bad for Israel, too. So let's go ahead and here is J.D. Vance.
But that's true about foreign policy. Like, I remember Charlie calling me and saying, I'm really worried. And this is back in the summer when the Iran strikes were sort of first being contemplated. He said, I'm really worried this is going to become another regime change war in the Middle East that we get trapped in. And I said, Charlie, first of all, like, have some faith here. The President of the United States is not a believer in perpetual war. He knows the mistakes of Iraq and Afghanistan. He doesn't want to repeat them. But Charlie was very clear that he could support Israel. And by the way, he did eventually support the strikes on the nuclear facility while simultaneously saying, no more. This can't become a bigger thing. This can't become a broader thing. And again, I think he modeled a really good way of applying pressure, of disagreeing when you do disagree, but also recognizing that so long as you're operating in good faith, we're all part of the team. And that's something I'm going to try to take from Charlie's legacy, is not that we're always right, not that we can't take criticism, but that we all should try to work together.
It did worry me, because I think your description is perfect. He was one of the very few who took that message and stood by it. I mean, right to the very end, this cannot get bigger. We don't want another regime change war. But man, some of the people who send money to Turning Point, his donors, were very tough on him. So tough on him that I could feel it. You know, I talked to him a lot in the last few months, and he was under enormous pressure. He never bent. He never became bitter.
He kept his integrity to the very end.
To the very end. And I just think it's important to say that, because it's true.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tucker.
But I don't think it's helpful for people to jump in, particularly foreign heads of state, to say, this is what, you know, he lived for my cause or whatever. That's disgusting, actually. Don't do that. That turns everybody off. You don't help your own cause by doing that. And it's also literally untrue.
All right. I talked to Tucker a little last week, and I don't really want to say this until I call him to get permission. He didn't even say don't do it. But it was right when the Iran thing was about to happen and all the rest of it. And I was out there for a show. And I was with him for dinner and lunch and staying with him. And he was like having to go away to get calls and was getting tremendous pressure. I'm not going to say calls from who, you can imagine. But this was all going on and the threats were happening right then. Not just to him, but he said to Kirk. So, Tucker is kind of talking about it now. But, Max, this is a historic issue, isn't it?
It's a historic turning point. And The war is not over with Iran. Israel is going to go back for more. Netanyahu will not rest until he achieves regime change. He's trying to destroy all potential opposition and completely end the Gaza Strip and place them in a digital prison through the so-called Gaza Riviera plan, which Trump has endorsed, which is like the nightmare that everyone had during COVID, realized Gaza's being turned into a laboratory and it will be exported. And so what you have here is a scenario where Israel's going to attack Iran again. They believe the U.S. will come in even harder next time, potentially with boots on the ground, and it could be a bloodbath. It doesn't advance American interests, nor does Israel's attack on Qatar, where they attempted to assassinate the entire political negotiating team of Hamas to end all diplomacy and gave the Trump administration 10 minutes warning, then said, oh, we had a green light. Because they feel like they completely control Washington right now, and they completely control
Max. Let me stop you, and I want you to stay. I know you have a family thing you got to deal with, a medical issue, but they're about to announce the charges right now, and there's a lot more. We're told we're about to see the reported shooter who's confessed. They say in court, still innocent until proven guilty. Let's go to this right now. Here we go.
4, 5. One more.
Okay,
just 1, 2.
Okay, they're just testing. I told the crew, go right to this when it happens. So let's go back to Max Blumenthal. Max, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so one thing I learned in the course of this so far two-part investigation, and I definitely got some more juice in it, is that from a source who has contacts, very close contacts inside the White House, was that during one of Netanyahu's recent visits to Washington, Israeli agents placed two surveillance devices, electronic devices, on the emergency response vehicles of the Secret Service. And this has contributed to a kind of sense of fear, a sort of siege mentality inside the White House that, like, because, I mean, let's say Russia did that or China did that. That would have been immediately exposed. And before you call me insane for just citing a source, it's not source, trust me, bro, okay? And there is a serious precedent here. The precedent is in 2019, three former U.S. officials, senior U.S. officials, went to Politico, the most mainstream outlet possible, a pro-Israel outlet, you could even say, and stated that Israel had placed Stingray surveillance devices targeting cell phones around the White House.
Listen, John Kiriakou, who was the CIA counterterrorism head in Afghanistan and then later in Israel, he said every time they came to their offices, they literally planted devices every time.
Yeah, and so, I mean, which kind of Israelis get in the office? It's not Shlomo Mossad. It's not just anybody. It's important people. And so in 2017, Boris Johnson, the former British prime minister, wrote in his memoir that when he allowed Benjamin Netanyahu to use his personal toilet, his personal security team found a surveillance device in his personal toilet. So it could be Netanyahu doing it himself. I mean, that's the level.
And by the way, Kiriakou said no other intelligence agency acts like this. And I'm not trying to bash Israel. It's like Kiriakou said they would break in even people at the State Department's in Israel and cut their dog's tail off and crap.
Yeah, and I know John Kiriakou. I trust him. He's a very valuable.
So what is wrong? What is wrong with Israel? I mean, because I don't want to just say. I mean, like, what is going on here?
It's an apartheid state that cannot exist without being in a perpetual state of war against the people that it is replacing on their land, the Palestinians. And when they do that, they face resistance inside their region, including from Iran.
Sure, but what do they think planting devices in and around the White House is going to do, which we know they did under Clinton and we're using, Monica Lewinsky for? I mean, it's so aggressive.
Yeah. Well, they feel like they're in an existential battle right now. And it's not a 7-front war. It's an 8-front war. The 8th front is the United States. Without their direct line to Washington, without their ability to use up 1/3 of our THAAD anti-missile defense systems in 12 days against Iran, they're gone. Okay? They're gone. And that's why they are so desperate to know what Trump is thinking. They themselves are afraid of Trump in a way because he's sort of a renegade and he's too independent. And that's the role of Miriam Adelson pumping hundreds of millions of dollars into Trump's campaign to keep him in line. And that's why they're so afraid of Charlie Kirk going off on his own and having a transformation and criticizing Epstein and seeing what might actually be happening in Gaza, where we're seeing shredded children every day. Charlie Kirk was pro-life.
Let me ask you this, though. I mean, obviously, Israel at this point is the most popular country in the world. It's sucking all the oxygen out. There's other things to deal with. I myself am not this. I don't just hate Israel or Jews, you know. But at the same time, everybody always said Israel was the big elephant in the room. It was obviously involved in manipulating, but I thought Communist China was that, you know, big financial interest. But now it looks like with the left so weakened, Israel really is trying to come in and take over. Is that fair to say, or is that an exaggeration?
That's fair to say, and you can just read between the lines of just the last two investigative reports about the pressure that Charlie Kirk was under leading up to his death to demonstrate that. And they take over in an insidious way. It's like if China wants to run an influence op in the U.S., it's going to be much easier to flesh out. But Israel, it has AIPAC. AIPAC is a foreign lobby that is unregistered, and it's the most powerful lobby in Washington. Why is it unregistered? Because they say, oh, it's just a Jewish-American organization with American Jews just advancing their own communal interests. And they've carried out espionage operations inside the U.S. They've had their offices even raided during the Bush administration.
And I interrupted you when you hit the big exclusive, and I apologize. I just am neurotic to back up what you were saying in these other cases. Start over, and I apologize. You just broke, and you're on record, you're rarely wrong, maybe 1% of the time. You're saying they tried to plant stuff in the Secret Service, plant stuff in, I mean, repeat that. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Well, this is according to a source with very good access inside the White House. I could say even the Oval Office, that on two separate occasions this year, Israel was caught placing surveillance or electronic devices on Secret Service emergency response vehicles. I'm only as good as my sources, because if I call up the Secret Service, I'm going to get some like desk guy who's going to tell me, no comment. You know, we don't talk about that. But there's a precedent there. As I said, Israel did the same exact thing in 2019, and it was reported widely across mainstream media. The NSA has fingered Israel as the top surveillance threat to the United States. They surveil the U.S. more
Absolutely.
Than any
but
other
Max, this
country.
Is so huge. Your sources are saying in Secret Service vehicles, I mean, this is basically an act of war, and you were giving other examples from your sources. Please elaborate as much as give us every detail you were told.
Well, I elaborated as much as I could. What I've been told for months and months, talking to administration insiders, is that Trump is frightened of the Israeli influence, especially after his two assassination attempts. Both were kind of, we just don't hear much about them, and one seemed to be connected to Ukraine through this figure, Ryan Routh. That one was buried.
But
I've heard from another administration source that, you know, during the run-up, and I reported this at the Gray Zone, during the run-up to the war that the U.S. was dragged into on Iran, CIA chief John Ratcliffe was basically the Mossad stenographer taking dictation from the Mossad chief and Netanyahu aide and Netanyahu's top aide Ron Dermer, and they were basically telling him what to tell Trump, and then Susie Wiles, the Trump chief of staff, would isolate all of the dissenters or the critical thinkers with deep national security experience in the Trump administration with Ratcliffe, as well as the Israelis.
Hold on, stay there. We got to go to a hard break. Stay back in 2 minutes. I can tell you from Pentagon sources and White House sources, everything Max is saying is true. And I can tell you from others, Trump, when Kirk got killed, stayed up for two nights straight. That no one's ever seen this depressed. And first time anybody's seen Trump cry, other than when his dad and mom died, Trump, like 4 a.m. on Thursday morning, started crying. We'll be right back.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free one, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high-quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your All Show's tinfoil hat kit now at theallshowstore.com. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at theallshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Max Blumenthal's got to leave in about 10 minutes. I'm trying to give him the floor, but I was talking to him during that two-minute break. I said, give the specifics on Trump fearing for his life, and he said the source on the mounting the surveillance devices and Secret Service emergency response, they believe that's what it was for. And because Trump put himself in this position before even they said Iran was going to kill him. When they tried to kill him at Butler, I said, they're going to try to blame Iran. Then they started that stuff. Then Trump said, well, they do that, obliterate Iran. And I said, now you've set it up for Israel to assassinate you and take you out and then go to full war, not just in Iran. And I've been hammering that, but just repeat what you just said, and then you've got the. I know you got a few questions after the break, but Max Blumenthal, investigative journalist, please continue.
Well, I can only repeat myself. I'm only as good as my source, and there's a precedent here, which is that this has been exposed before. Israel placing devices around Washington to target Donald Trump, seeking to know more about what Trump is saying. So, assassination. Look up Yitzhak Rabin. That's something that should frighten everyone, every world leader. Yitzhak Rabin was the Israeli prime minister who was assassinated after signing the Oslo Accords with PLO leader Yasser Arafat, which would have provided the basis for some kind of Palestinian state. And he was killed by a fanatic whose followers are now in the Israeli government with Benjamin Netanyahu, the security minister, the finance minister. Those are the followers of this assassin. And Netanyahu was personally blamed by Leah Rabin, the wife of Yitzhak Rabin, for inciting his murder. In fact, at one rally against the Oslo Accords, Netanyahu marched in front of a mock coffin of Yitzhak Rabin. So this is a merciless character who's carrying out assassinations across the region, including inside a U.S. ally. And going back to what I was telling you before the break, John Ratcliffe, when he was isolated with Donald Trump to basically feed Donald Trump Mossad talking points, including about phony fabricated WMD propaganda about the Houthis about to get a nuclear weapon from Iran if he didn't strike. He was isolated by Susie Wiles, the chief of staff. And who is Susie Wiles? Subsequent to my report at the Gray Zone citing a inside White House source, a Trump official, we learned that Susie Wiles had actually went to Israel to work for Benjamin Netanyahu on his 2020 re-election campaign. How crazy is that? America first and your chief of staff literally worked for a foreign leader? What's going on here? I mean, that's what we're unmasking is the biggest foreign influence infiltration operation in American history that is basically taking control of an administration that says it's America first and is taking us to a very dangerous place. And everybody's concerned about it, including on the left, on the right. And we're also concerned about where we're being taken in this country with the violence, with the social unrest. We're all being pitted against each other by murky forces. It seems like whatever happened here, the killer's identity and politics has already been determined. And Ted Cruz, one of the biggest assets for the Israel lobby in the Senate, just went out in his oversight hearing with Kash Patel, the FBI director, and said, we have to go after this killing, we have to go after Palestine activism in this country and shut it down. What did Palestinians have to do with this, or Palestine activism? It's like the narrative is already prefabricated.
And that's why I'm told by DOJ sources that they know it's crazy trans people, at least on the surface, but they're being told go away from that. It's wild. So now we have the administration, not Trump, but his people literally trying to steer it, because that's the talking point Netanyahu put out before Kirk's body had even, you know, gotten cold.
What, Antifa, I mean, come on, what is that? Like, yeah, there are some people who genuinely believe they're fighting fascism in the ranks there, but it's the easiest, murky, it's not even an organization. It's the easiest thing to infiltrate, especially on Discord chats.
Maybe Israel did infiltrate it, use it as a cover?
I have no evidence of that. I just know Antifa itself is just such an easy vehicle for the feds.
It's a
black bloc. They were. It can be, sure, or they can just manipulate people who are mentally disturbed to do stuff, and that's what we've been seeing since 2020.
All right, Max, back in 60 seconds, let me finish up. Harris has got some questions, then I'm going to look at a possible second shooter.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, filmmaker, author, journalist, Max Blumenthal, thegrayzone.com, Max Blumenthal on X. I just wanted you to recap, because you just said your source, the Israelis planning devices, Secret Service vehicles, more, that Trump is concerned Israel might kill him. That's kind of a big deal. Repeat that. Anything else? Just expand on that if you can.
Yeah, that's what I was told by a source who knows Donald Trump and has known him for years, is that that is one thing he fears, is defying Netanyahu. Now, the Israeli MO is really spend tens of millions of dollars on Super Bowl style ads through AIPAC to take you out politically. But I know other lawmakers who've been afraid of this as well. And you have the Yitzhak Rabin precedent of just straight up assassination. So that's real. And Israel wants to extract benefit from Charlie Kirk's death. We can see that from Netanyahu's behavior. And now they're freaked out by this conspiracy theory that they might be involved. And one of the benefits they want to extract from this is to make people hate their opponents in the United States. And then there are powerful forces like Palantir, whose CEO, Alex Karp, said, I will protect the wealthy from social unrest, which is coming in this country, who want to profit from this as well. So let's think about what we are going to do next and try to unite against these powerful forces that are destroying our country and literally committing genocide in the Gaza Strip.
Max has got to leave in a few minutes, but I wanted you in here because you're informed on these issues. Any points or comments for him?
I thank you for writing these articles, because it seems like this is an open secret. Over the weekend, I sort of got in this totally by accident. I heard somebody told me that Charlie Kirk was scared Israel was going to kill him about a month ago. I went ahead and tweeted it out. That seems to be the starting point where all of this speculation has come from. But I've gotten calls from so many people, and they're not your sources, because I know I've asked them, hey, did you talk to Blumenthal? And they said no. So there's dozens of people out here all telling the same story, all aware of what's going on, and nobody speaks out about it. So it's allowed to sort of fester in the background. I guess my question to you is, you know, what do you make of Bill Ackman's response to this? You mentioned him in this article. Everybody else, it seems like you tried to talk to, had a very suspicious, you know, reaction. I mean, if this was a totally innocent meeting, my response, if you asked me about it, would be like, yeah, we went to the Hamptons, we had a meeting, it was great. Instead, they totally avoid you. They completely ignore you. I mean, what do you make of the responses from the people that you mentioned in your articles?
Well, Bill Ackman, it looks like I communicated with Bill Ackman before my piece came out. I did my due diligence. I wanted to give him as much of a chance as to clarify as possible. Bill Ackman said, I have receipts. Don't worry. I'm going to drop the receipts. He didn't drop any receipts. He published one of his famously long screeds trying to exonerate himself and wound up confirming a lot of what I had wrote, especially confirming the existence of this meeting, which was private, off the record. No one was supposed to know about it. The meeting itself is scandalous. One thing I would point to in his response that I think no one has really picked up on is he said that he had a Zoom group where he was talking to Charlie Kirk and other conservatives. And he said young conservatives are getting tired of defending Israel. And this was concerning to Charlie Kirk, and he asked him how he could learn more, and he suggested it might be useful to convene a group of young conservative influencers on Israel to get a better sense of how conservatives were thinking about Israel. Okay, soon after the Hamptons meeting, Charlie Kirk convened a very bizarre and uncomfortable focus group about Israel with young conservative activists. So it looks like Bill Ackman basically oversaw this, along with apparently figures like the pro-Netanyahu venture capitalist Sean Maguire, who tweeted that he was on a Zoom group with Bill Ackman related to this issue. And then I think he may have deleted that tweet. But again,
yeah,
I mean,
but
it
didn't
just
Netanyahu a few months ago also have a secret meeting with a whole bunch of so-called conservative activists and podcasters?
Yeah, I mean, Tim Pool was in that meeting. It was Chatham House Rules. And, you know, so you're not allowed to talk about what took place in this meeting with one of the world's leading war criminals, an ICC wanted war criminal, and you're not allowed to say, I asked him a tough question. Then Tim Pool gets asked about it on his own show, and he looks like a deer in the headlights. Like, he looks frightened. I want to hear more from Tim Pool about this. It's like you're joining the firm and you're not allowed to leave or something. Like, we don't even know what happened in that room. It is frightening.
Well, I know you gotta go, but in closing, you gotta join us again soon, Max Blumenthal, but in closing, if Israel's the most unpopular country in the world in big Gallup polls and others, and Netanyahu's been holding on to power using the standout of October 7th and funding Hamas secretly before that and all the rest of it, how does Israel extricate itself out of this? Because the idiots that want to blow Israel up, even if you hate Israel, they got nuclear weapons, aren't going anywhere unless the sanction option and the whole world ends. I mean, how do we get out of this? How does this de-escalate?
The only way out of this is for an American president to advance American values and shut down the flow of weapons that Israel is using to literally wipe Gaza City off the map and then expel 2 million people who will be scattered like the wind to Europe and elsewhere. Who knows what will happen then? If this doesn't happen, and they know this won't happen under Trump, they believe they completely have him under their control, that Israel will be at perpetual war and will go to Iran next and wage a devastating war in which the U.S. is expected to get involved. And you have like all of these administration people who actually want to confront China, but they can't do that because they spent all their THAAD missile stocks on defending
Israel. Absolutely. Max Blumenthal, perfect ending. Great point. Join us again soon. We now take you to Utah, where they're having a press conference about new details and the charging, and then the supposed shooter, reported shooter, is going to be in court. Thank you, Max Blumenthal. We'll take you now live to Utah. Here it is.
Jeff will enumerate the charges and detail what the county's findings are up to this point. And then he will take questions. The number of questions may be limited, however. I may cut it off. I may assist him in helping to pick the people who are asking the question. We just ask that you keep the questions to the process of what we're talking about and refrain from asking questions that speculate or get into the political dynamic of the case. For Utah County, this is a murder case, and we're trying a murder case. We're trying to keep the questions to that, but I understand that you're under pressure and have a lot of different questions, and we'll try to answer them. We're joined today by our sheriff and our prosecution team and our county commissioners. Jeff is going to be the only one speaking right now, and I'll introduce right now County Attorney Jeff Gray.
The murder of Charlie Kirk is an American tragedy. Charlie Kirk was murdered while engaging in one of our most sacred and cherished American rights, the bedrock of our democratic republic, the free exchange of ideas in a search for truth, understanding, and a more perfect union. It is also an offense against the state and to the peace and enjoyment of the people of Utah and of all those who visit here. But Charlie Kirk's murder also strikes a more personal and intimate chord. Charlie Kirk was first and foremost a husband and a father to two beautiful young children. He was a son, he was a brother, and a friend. Like all murders, the senseless and needless taking of Charlie Kirk's life has shattered the lives of those he loved and those who loved him. To Charlie's wife, Erica, his two young children, his parents, his family, and his friends, I express my sincere condolences and offer my heartfelt prayers on your behalf. I also want to express my concern for everyone who was at Charlie's Turning Point USA event at the Utah Valley University, and all who have been impacted by this tragedy. As county attorney, I am charged with bringing justice to those who offend our laws. I am charged with bringing justice for those who are harmed. I am charged with bringing justice for Charlie Kirk. I am committed to these aims. I take this responsibility seriously. Today, after reviewing the evidence that law enforcement has collected thus far, I am filing a criminal information charging Tyler James Robinson, age 22, with the following crimes. Count 1, aggravated murder, a capital offense, for intentionally or knowingly causing the death of Charlie Kirk under circumstances that created a great risk of death to others. Count 2, felony discharge of a firearm causing serious bodily injury, a first-degree felony. The state is further alleging aggravating factors on counts 1 and 2 because the defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide. The state is also charging defendant with count 3, obstruction of justice, a second degree felony for moving and concealing the rifle used in the shooting. Count 4, obstruction of justice, a second degree felony for disposing the clothing he wore during the shooting. Count 5, witness tampering, a third degree felony for directing his roommate to delete his incriminating texts. Count 6, witness tampering, a third degree felony for directing his roommate to stay silent if police questioned him. And count 7, commission of a violent offense in the presence of a child, a class A misdemeanor, for committing homicide, knowing that children were present and may have seen or heard the murder and did so based on Charlie Kirk's political expression. Also, following the press conference, I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty. I do not take this decision lightly, and it is a decision I have made independently as county attorney, based solely on the available evidence and circumstances and nature of the crime. Because we are seeking the death penalty, the defendant will continue to be held without bail in the Utah County Jail. Turning to the 10-page information, these are the allegations. On September 10th, 2025, at approximately 12:23 p.m., Charlie Kirk was shot and killed while speaking to a large crowd on the campus of Utah Valley University in Orem, Utah. Police found the suspected murder weapon, a bolt-action .30-06 rifle, nearby. Over the next approximately 33 hours, police conducted a manhunt for the shooter until the evening of September 11th, 2025, when Tyler James Robinson surrendered to police at the Washington County Sheriff's Office. DNA consistent with Robinson was found on the rifle's trigger. After shooting Mr. Kirk, Robinson hid the gun, discarded the clothing he wore when he fired the rifle, and told his roommate to delete incriminating text messages and not talk to police. Children were present at the time of the shooting. The shooting. Turning Point USA, a nonprofit organization founded in 2012 by Charlie Kirk, organized a public outdoor event to be held at noon on September 10th, 2025 at UVU. The event was the first in a series of similar events to be held at college campuses nationwide. Mr. Kirk is a well-known conservative activist, famous for these type of events, where he discusses various political issues and debates with audience members. His events and comments have garnered a significant number of supporters and drawn the ire of many who disagree with his political views. The event at UVU was announced far in advance and garnered significant publicity and interest. Consequently, several hundred people attended. Mr. Kirk was interacting with a crowd before the event officially got underway. Then, at approximately noon, Mr. Kirk seated himself under a portable canopy behind a table and microphone. He began speaking to the crowd and fielding questions from attendees, a format Mr. Kirk commonly used at his events. Mr. Kirk allowed his questioners to approach a microphone positioned directly in front of him. Mr. Kirk's team members were very close to him on his right and left, as well as some behind his canopy and others at various close locations near him. The large crowd surrounded Mr. Kirk on three sides. Temporary metal fencing separated attendees from Mr. Kirk by only a matter of feet. Directly above and behind Mr. Kirk was the UVU Hall of Flags, an indoor walkway spanning several hundred feet with floor-to-ceiling glass windows, which overlooked the plaza where Mr. Kirk was seated. People were in the walkway at the time of the shooting. Approximately 15 minutes into the event, Mr. Kirk was answering a question about mass shootings by transgender individuals when a gunshot rang out. The bullet struck Mr. Kirk in the neck. He slumped to the ground almost immediately. The bullet's trajectory passed closely to several other individuals beside Mr. Kirk, including the questioner who was standing directly in front of Mr. Kirk. Children were visible near Mr. Kirk's stage when he was shot. Mr. Kirk was rushed to a nearby hospital where he was declared deceased. The medical examiner's report is still pending. So UVU surveillance. So at the moment of the shot, a UVU police officer was watching the crowd from an elevated vantage point. As soon as he heard the shot, he began to scan the area for threats. Believing the shot came from a rifle because of its sound, he looked for potential sniper positions. He noted a roof area approximately 160 yards away from Mr. Kirk as a potential shooting position and rushed there to look for evidence. The suspected shooting position is adjacent to an open, publicly accessible walkway. To access the suspected location, a person must climb over a railing and then drop to the roof only slightly below. The UVU officer climbed over the railing and down onto the roof. He then walked to the suspected shooting position and confirmed a clear shooting corridor between the position and Mr. Kirk's seat. He also noticed markings in the gravel rooftop, consistent with a sniper having lain on the roof, impressions in the gravel potentially left by the elbows, knees, and feet of a person in a prone shooting position. Police reviewed surveillance from the camera covering the roof and discovered that it recorded an individual dressed in dark clothing cross the railing from the public walkway and drop onto the roof at approximately 12:15 p.m. Although the individual moved out of the camera's view for a short time, the camera again captured the individual running across the roof and then low crawling to the area the UVU officer recognized as where the suspected sniper had dropped into a prone shooting position. After a short time, which matches the known time of the shot, the individual arose and ran across the roof to the northeast. This discovery led to an intensive review of UVU surveillance recordings to attempt to track and identify the suspect. Surveillance revealed the following. At approximately 11:51 a.m., the suspect entered campus from the north. He is seen wearing a black shirt with an American flag in the center, a dark baseball cap, and large sunglasses. Throughout the surveillance, the suspect keeps his head down and rarely raises his head enough to get a clear image of his face. As he proceeds across the campus, he is seen walking with an unusual gait. The suspect walks with very little bending in his right leg, consistent with a rifle being hidden in his pants. This unusual gait continues until the suspect is seen crossing the railway off the open walkway and onto the roof, where he leaves the camera's view. A camera later captures the suspect as he runs across the roof to the suspected shooting position. Immediately after the shot was fired, a camera captures the suspect running across the roof carrying an item whose shape is consistent with a rifle. The suspect is then seen climbing down from the roof. He appears to drop the item he was carrying as he hits the ground in a controlled fall. He then picks up the item and runs toward the northeast end of campus. Expanded crime scene investigation. Law enforcement officers followed the suspect's escape path to the northeast end of campus, where they believe the suspect left campus and entered a wooded area. In that wooded area, investigators found a bolt-action rifle wrapped in a towel. The rifle contained one spent round and three unspent rounds. This is consistent with the facts officers observed at the time of and immediately after the shootings. No shell casings were found on the roof, suggesting a bolt-action rather than an auto-loading weapon, and only a single round was fired. Each round in the rifle contained an etched inscription as follows. The fired cartridge was etched, "No Tice's Bulge, O-W-O, What's This?" The second cartridge that was again not spent, the last three were not spent, were not fired. The second, "Hey Fascist, Catch," with arrow symbols. The third cartridge, "Oh Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow Chow." The fourth cartridge, "If you read this, you are gay, LMAO. The rifle, ammunition rounds, and towel were sent for forensic processing. DNA consistent with defendant was found on the trigger, other parts of the rifle, the fired cartridge casing, two of the three unfired cartridges, and the towel. Law enforcement was unable to immediately locate the shooter, so they published photos of the shooter.
This is live now. UVU surveillance. We're going to come back, but we already basically know a lot of this. as soon as he goes to questions, we'll go to it. But I want to go back to the bombshell information with Max Blumenthal, who's very credible about Trump fearing for his life from Israel. That's kind of a big deal. So, excuse me, a little bit of a sneeze there. So we're going to come back and talk about all of this on the other side and take we'll take the press conference with the questions up there where the county attorney has indicted the trans lover boy death cult operator. We'll be right back. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. And go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I want to get into other shooters because everybody wanted to make this not a trans shooter. Everybody from the left to people that want to blame everything on Israel, they just, plus they know if they have a contrarian story, it goes viral. I've never manufactured a conspiracy theory for views. When I see local news say we're blowing up Building 7 and then Larry Silverstein say we're blowing it up and then later they say we never said that, I go, they blew it up. You see the bombs going off. You know, when the neocons of Netanyahu say we need a new Pearl Harbor and they arrest a bunch of Israelis dancing around, I go, oh, it is, you know. But what I don't do is when you got trans armies running around killing everybody and they're saying they're going to do it and all these trans people saying we're going to kill him tomorrow, then we have a leak, not just here, but 3 weeks ago at the Catholic Children's Mass up in Minnesota. That was leaked to Kyle Serafin by the FBI saying they're going to cover it up. Here it is. And it was who it was. So, all these vigils being attacked, people getting shot at with Trump signs, all the attacks and things going on, that's not Benjamin Netanyahu, folks. That's the crazed left in America that is calling for blood and calling for war. And so I'm saying we've got their rage. We've got the Podesta plan. That's what they want. So I want to talk some about this with Harrison Smith. Let's start getting into this, but it's... As soon as they go to the questions, they're at the press conference where they've charged him with capital murder, seeking the death penalty, and they've got the neighbors, the friends, a whole bunch of, there was like a they call it trans. It's just a pervert nest of crazy people on drugs, devil worship, pedophile garbage. Then you've got a man falsely confessed to Kirk shooting to help assassins escape. Police say has a heart attack, goes to the hospital, confesses to child porn. This famous globalist weirdo, George Zinn. I mean, yeah, this has a lot of evidence that there was help going on. And who knows, it might come out as Israel for all I know. I'm just saying, until we get that evidence, I'm not going to manufacture it and pull it out of my ass. Okay? Because there's a lot of other organized criminals and bad groups out there as well. Harrison, just watching this press conference and all this other craziness, notice the escalation of the violence, the crisis. This is going to really get worse before it gets better. And you also have the killing of Kirk, the left calling for it, them celebrating at a level never before seen, then them trying to blame Groypers with no evidence, and then now they're basically silent, and you've got Destiny saying, hey, we need to kill more people so Republicans are scared to go out. We can't be cucks. I mean, these people feel like there's no repercussions for what they're doing. I mean, maybe Destiny works for Netanyahu. I'm being sarcastic. No, the left is the big, giant, crazed, anti-American army we have here. I mean, all these foreign interests coming in, manipulating us. This is a bad situation.
Yeah, it is. Well, and breaking news here, Destiny has now been canceled off Twitch, apparently. I don't know if that's bait or not, but apparently Destiny was... Was he a Twitch streamer?
Yeah, it was his big thing.
Yeah, he got kicked off Twitch, which I think is appropriate. I think is good. I think, you know, this isn't about his opinion. People were being fired, you know, during actual cancel culture for things like, you know, a firefighter donated $25 anonymously to Kyle Rittenhouse's defense fund and he would get fired. We're talking about ramping up the rhetoric and saying in no uncertain words, stop voting for Trump or we'll keep killing you. And if, like, you just cannot operate a civilization that way. You cannot operate a democracy that way. You cannot allow for that. So the insanity from the left, I think, is, you know, obviously a major concern and has to be an overwhelming concern. In fact, there was another person that was at the event. He was a former representative of Utah who had been running for governor, I believe, but he was at the Charlie Kirk event and he said while he was there, when the gunshot went off, everybody ducked and ran except for one group of people that were clearly gay. They had, you know, rainbow fur, you know, pink hair and all that stuff. And they apparently weren't scared at all, didn't duck, were just sort of standing around laughing like they knew it was going to happen, like they knew they weren't in.
Oh, we got video. They're cheering and running around like.
Yeah. So It's incredibly bizarre. And then, of course, you've mentioned this, but we got all these stories from not too long ago in February 2025.
Oh, look at Destiny whining. Unreal. Elon Musk and other conservatives got me banned from Twitch. My entire income is gone, though, so much for the party of free speech. He's literally saying we need to kill more Republicans so they're scared to go out on the street. He's calling for murder. And then, oh, it's a private platform. When the conservatives were getting censored, he was all for it. None of us ever went 1/100th towards that. Neither would we want to. And so now he's whining, hey, I'm just calling for mass murder, terrorism to shut people up. How, oh, my God. Oh, my God. They just got me banned. My whole income. You're trying to take people's lives and saying people shouldn't be cucks. He's up there saying, you guys don't be wimps. Let's start killing.
That's completely insane. You know, somebody put it yesterday, you know, you deserve to die for your opinion.
By the way, I challenge Destiny in a jurisdiction that's legal to bare knuckles boxing. I'm serious. I challenge you, you wimp, to bare knuckles boxing. In fact, I'll go further. He's such a wimp. You can wear brass knuckles. I don't need them. Seriously.
You've met him, right? He's like this tall.
Oh, my God. First thing I'm going to do is just jump on top of him and just heads going up. I mean, well, if it's boxing, you can't do that. I'm going to oh, my God. I would love it.
Greco-Roman wrestling.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, he beats just the batter. No. I tell you what. I'll give him two short swords. I'll take him on. I'm serious. I mean, this guy just, he wants to be a warrior. You ain't a warrior. You are a little cowardly rat. So get in the ring with me, punk. Tell you what, I'll give him you can have a baseball bat since you're a dwarf. And I'm not that big, you know, height-wise, but I am. Oh, my God, please get in the ring with me, punk. Please get in the ring with me. Please, Mr. Tough. Please just get in the ring. Oh, my God. Man.
Geez. You know, I like Destiny because he says what you're not supposed to say. I mean, because what
he's saying. But they're actually all saying kill us everywhere.
Well, now they are. But you remember when Corey Compitore died in the Trump assassination and Destiny was out there going, yeah, you should die, and saying, hey, look, if we're saying that these guys are fascist, you know, you're supposed to kill fascists. He's basically saying, look.
Meanwhile, they're the closest thing to a fascist I've ever seen.
Obviously. Right. Yeah, obviously. You know, they're all for destroying free speech. But, you know, he's sort of taken to the logical conclusion going, hey, if these things you say are true, then we should be killing them. And he's just sort of saying what you're not supposed to say.
Well, the point is, he shoots his mouth about violence and he doesn't do anything about it.
Right.
I guarantee you that guy's never been in a fist fight.
I would not bet against
him. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
That's why he runs his mouth about violence.
Yeah. Well, he wants other people to do it for him.
Well, get in the ring with me, son. I mean, that's why I was thinking of a baseball bat, because he is like a little dwarf goblin.
90, yeah.
I'm serious. I mean, oh, my God.
He's a weird little guy. This from Morgan is a Wizard on X. I thought this was brilliantly put. You deserve to be murdered for your opinions, but it's profoundly evil if I get fired for mine. That is their mentality right now. You deserve to be killed.
Well, listen, they're not getting fired with their opinions. These people are literally saying, let's kill his wife, let's kill his kids, let's kill all Republicans. I mean, I've got clip after clip.
Yeah. No, it's what you said. They've never been held to account. They've never been punished. They've never been actually targeted by the authorities, despite the fact that they're running full-on domestic terrorist organizations. You're listing it out today. I mean, the fact that months ago there was a, like, multi-stage military operation against an ICE facility in Texas where they lit a fire to draw the agents out and had people stationed with rifles to fire on them. I mean, that happened like 2 months ago, and we didn't even hear anything.
The same week they shot up an ICE facility.
Right. So, I mean, think about the overwhelming action after January 6th. Think about the way that the whole of government, you know, moved after peaceful protesters sent Stuart Rhodes to prison for 20 years because he was in a chat with somebody who was in the Capitol, never was even on Capitol grounds. I don't even want to go that far. And this is the thing. We aren't saying to go after people for their speech. We're saying to go after the terrorist networks, to round up.
By the way, I was with Stuart and Oath Keepers. We're all having dinner going, well, if Antifa attacks, we'll defend peacefully, but no weapons. And then it's like, oh, we're masterminds, all this stuff. Unbelievable BS. All right. Where are they in the press conference right now with the charging of the trans kingpin terrorists? He's still explaining the charges. Well, I can't wait till they get to the questions. That's what's going to be interesting here.
They need to release the video. I mean, he's talking as if they have him on video basically every second of the day. So they got to release that video. We've gotten very little video. We've gotten that one of him jumping off the roof. We have a still frame that frankly doesn't even look like the guy, but okay. I mean, and then there's like, you know, the couple of footage.
No, that still frame is an AI. People took an AI out of it and stuck it in the middle of two. The other two are him.
It's weird.
No, that's a real one. They stuck another one in it. It's him on the roof. It's him everywhere. It's him admitting it. It's the witnesses. It's everything.
But we have just so little evidence, actually, right now. I think
you mean him confessing, his family saying he did it, the roommates saying he said he did it, his manifesto?
Yeah, or I'd like to see, you know, the guy was explaining, okay, he went here, then he jumped over the rail, and it's like, okay, let's just show us this video.
Remember how it took him a month to arrest Jamie White's killers? That was pretty quick.
Right.
I mean, they have a process they have to go through.
Yeah. Well, I just think we need to see all of that just to quash all of it, just to say, here's...
That will never quash any of it. There's no trans attackers.
Yeah.
There's no leftists attacking anything. There's not any of them shooting people in pickup trucks because they're white. They didn't kill that Border Patrol agent. They didn't kill those kids up at that Catholic school. They didn't kill the kids in the last 7 attacks. They're not aborting all the babies.
No,
there are no trans attackers. There are no Black Lives Matter. There are no, whenever a truck runs over kids, it's with a Muslim, it's a truck attack, dude. You didn't know that?
Yeah.
There's no proof Muslims kill anybody. There's no proof the trannies kill anybody. There's no proof Antifa did it. There's no proof Black Lives Matter burned down things. There's no proof George Soros funds it. It's not real. Netanyahu is doing it all.
You know, it's strange. The ADL puts out these charts where they say 90% of all political violence is the right wing. And then you look into actually how they gather that information, and they basically say literally what you said. No, all of those things are all, you know, individual mental illness that have nothing to do with anything.
Well, they also list in Europe and here most of the people they say are white aren't.
Right. In the
all I'm saying is, Aaron Harris, and I actually disagree with you with that statement that there's no evidence. You have his parents, you have him turning himself in, you have the manifesto. All that stuff will end up coming out. That's how it works in evidence. You have him on the roof. It looks like him. You have him doing all this. You have him living with the tranny. You have them trying to cover it all up. I think this is a lot of evidence early on. I mean, he turned himself in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we've seen the chat logs of the people predicting. I'm not saying
Predict it. They said we're going to kill him tomorrow.
Right, right.
So and there are people in the town that know him. Sure, we now know.
They had foreknowledge. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, I totally agree with all that.
That's pretty smoking gun.
There's a ton of evidence.
People go, it's a lone gunman. Lee Harvey Oswald said I'm a patsy. McVeigh said he was a patsy. This guy's not saying that. So I give it 5% chance that he didn't at least think he did it. There may have been another shooter. We're getting to that. There's actual evidence there may have been another shooter. But I think the statement there this is so much evidence. This time makes my head spin. Do you disagree with that?
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with that. I think we need to see it. I think the evidence needs to be presented.
Oh, I'm saying you haven't seen the evidence of what they're claiming it.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and go. They're taking questions. The press conference, here it is.
Okay.
Investigation uncover any individuals that may have known about this shooting in advance?
They are still looking into it. It's an undergoing investigation.
So is that a possibility?
They haven't ruled that out.
Ed Lavendera with CNN, the text message that you exchanged with the roommate, can you kind of give us a sense of, did that happen over several hours? Did it happen before?
I don't have that information.
Emily Anderson-Stern, the Sully Tribune. I know, acknowledging that you made this decision to pursue the death penalty independently, did you hear at all from the Trump administration or Governor Cox's administration as you were working on these charges?
I talked to officials from both administrations, but I was not pressured to make a decision. I understood their feelings on it because it was in the news, but we didn't really discuss that.
Do you have any indication that transgender issues played a role in the motivations for this shooting?
I'm going to stick to what I just stated in my public, in our information. I think that is pretty much set forth there.
Mr. Gray, Ben Winslow, Fox 13 News. Just asking, are you planning to file additional charges against anyone else in connection with this?
Again, we don't have any information at this point of additional suspects, but I know that our law enforcement agencies are continuing to follow leads.
Mr. Gray, the FBI director today said that you are, quote, or that other people, a number of people, are being investigated and interrogated. So it seems that there are people who might be up for prosecution.
Yeah, I'm not.
That the suspect was a lone wolf, or could this be part of a...
I can't comment on that. I'm not aware of all their investigation. I just know that these agencies are continuing to investigate this case and follow all leads.
Janet Sophia with BBC News. Would like to know, how does this possibly interface with any federal charges?
That's up to the feds. They have different charges, and they're reviewing the evidence. And
after they review the evidence and the law, they could file charges, but I'm not privy to exactly what they're looking at.
And as head with the BBC, you spoke a lot about text messages with the roommate. The governor previously said the roommate is cooperating, but could we see charges against the roommate?
Again, I'm not prepared to answer that question. It's part of our code, and so we charge that.
Greg, you're back at KUTV. For those that aren't of a legal mind, is this a confession, the text messages? Is that legally a confession? And is he cooperating since he's been taken into custody?
Ultimately, a judge will determine that at trial.
And cooperation, has he spoken at all? Has he been cooperating?
Again, I'm not going to comment on that. Okay.
What more can you tell us about the suspect's time online that some say radicalized him?
I am not aware of that information. That's, again, still under investigation.
And has he expressed any remorse so far about this attack?
I am not going to comment on that.
Is he continuing to not cooperate?
I am not going to comment on that.
Mr. Gray, the FBI director has been way out of front in terms of presenting evidence to the public. Your team has been very circumspect, very measured in what they've laid out.
Well, as attorneys, we typically like to control that information to preserve an impartial jury and a fair trial. Excuse me? I don't have that information.
Can you tell us more about what the family may have said in interviews?
What the family said is what I provided. That from where?
From Utah County.
That the defense will be from Utah County?
Well, that they will try to get the trial in the
I couldn't predict what they're going to do.
You say, is there any evidence to suggest that the timing of the shot and the question that was asked about mass shootings, parent defender, is that more than coincidence?
That will be for a jury to decide.
Mr. Gray, are you confident that the roommate had no part of this attack whatsoever?
Again, I'm not going to comment on the evidence.
But the evidence so far, does it show any involvement?
Again, I'm not going to comment on other than the facts that I, or the evidence that we've gathered so far.
The mention of the DNA here in the press conference jeopardize his right to a fair trial?
I don't believe so. This is part of a public document that we have to file as we file a criminal information. We have to file a probable cause statement. That's a public document, and so we're comfortable with that.
Are his parents and the roommate still cooperating?
I'm not going to comment on that either.
The FBI has said that this suspect had a hatred of Kurt. What else can you share about that?
I can't share any more than what I've already said.
This was an incredibly precise shot. Do you have any evidence that he went places to practice or have practiced shooting that's giving you insight into how we prepare?
The evidence that I'm willing to share is what I just read in our statement, and it's in the information.
I'm afraid we're going to have to cut it off there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm
not going to comment on that.
Okay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I think all of you know that the charges will be available online.
All right, I've got some new news coming in here. I'm going to have a very important report by John Bowen, the Podesta plan got us here. That's exactly what's happening now. That's exactly what's going on. And I want to air this important report that I'm going to look at a potential second shooter information coming up. So here's that report. Harrison, thank you so much for the great job you're doing. You're going to be hosting the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m. And I got some big guests and other things coming up. In fact, we have an eyewitness that was there on the ground with the shooting and so much more. So thank you so much, Harrison Smith. How do people find you on X?
I'm at Harrison H. Smith.
All right, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Here's the Podesta plan got us here.
the so-called Podesta plan, a plan that isn't a single, neatly titled document you can Google in a heartbeat. It's the insidious undercurrent of strategies hatched by John Podesta, the longtime Clinton operative and Obama whisperer, to weaponize division, radicalize the masses, and claw back power through engineered unrest. And at its rotten heart, the Podesta plan emerges from the WikiLeaks trove of over 50,000 emails hacked from Podesta's Gmail in 2016.
This is a legitimate email. John needs to change his password immediately. So the IT team said, yes, John, reset your password at that bit.ly link. Well, they actually say reset it at myaccount.google.com, which is the right link, but he just went back to the original email and used the bit.ly link, and then he got hacked.
These weren't just chit-chat about pizza parties. They revealed a calculated machine. Podesta, as Hillary's campaign chair and founder of the left-wing think tank Center for American Progress, plotting to plant the seeds of the revolution in America. One bombshell email from 2012 penned by activist Sandy Newman to Podesta floated the idea of hijacking religious voters for a progressive uprising.
What Kirk said was dangerous. What Kirk said was racist, rooted in white supremacy, nasty, and hate-filled.
Fast forward through the leaks and you see the blueprint solidify. Coordinate with media allies to amplify outrage, fund agitators through shadowy foundations, and stoke racial and cultural fault lines to delegitimize elections. It's not about winning votes. It's about winning the narrative war, turning dissent into dynamite.
Reaction to the Trump type?
Well, my reaction is it's disgusting. And I think people saw in real life what we've been saying for a long time, what Hillary said as far back as June, is that he's unfit to be president of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president-elect of the United States, Donald John Trump.
Post-2016, as Trump stormed the gates, Podesta and his ilk didn't slink away. They doubled down. Remember James Carville, the raging Cajun himself, teaming up with Podesta and leaked chats right after the election? They schemed to paint Trump as an existential threat to minorities and immigrants, priming blue cities for secession and street-level sabotage.
Trump is a criminal. Criminals like to be around other criminals.
And a mob boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Podesta's fingerprints are everywhere, from emails coordinating with CNN's Donna Brazile to rig town halls to whispers of pressuring donors like Saudi Arabia and Qatar over ISIS funding while ignoring Clinton Foundation ties.
But most scandalous is that one of the biggest donors to the supposedly progressive team is the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, currently massacring dissidents in its own country, as well as thousands of Yemeni civilians. The Saudi regime funds the Clintons with at least tens of millions of dollars. And in 2015, the Saudi government also started paying $140,000 per month to the Podesta group.
Now, zoom to today, and the Podesta plan isn't theory. It's fully operational. With Trump back in the saddle and the deep state reeling, sources are buzzing about a Podesta-led Democrat plan for 1,500 protests across all 50 states, scripted riots in L.A., and false flags to frame Trump as a dictator, all to ignite a civil war scenario and seize power. Podesta is not just advising on climate scams like the Inflation Reduction Act's $370 billion green slush fund.
As Karine noted, we're marking the one-year anniversary of a truly transformative piece of legislation, the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the largest investment in clean energy and climate action ever in the United States, in the history of the world. But first, I want to acknowledge that today's event is coming during a time of heartbreak. As
all right, hour number
weather
four is straight ahead. I got big news breaking. Stay with us.
Well, I'm a 10 for a hat wearing me. Son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high-quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Special report I shot, and some stations don't care this first five, and then I want to hit the anomalies and creepy stuff that went on with the killing of Kirk, because some of those have now emerged, not all the other BS we were told, but other even more serious things, because they're real. They appear to be real. It's real video. It'll have to be explained. That's coming up. But first, here's my report on Don Lemon. Now he tries to gaslight people, and we'll be right back.
All of us have flaws. I can't really tell you what to believe in or how to feel. Like, everybody's having a human experience. Like, why knock him for having this human experience or what he believe in?
Even though this belief, even though he says things that are anti-women, black, all that?
I can't judge him for that.
You can't?
I can't judge him for that. But I can use judgment. He didn't deserve that.
Right.
Yeah.
As a human being.
Yeah.
You are very spiritual.
You know, yeah.
I can't go left with that. No, you sound like, you mean left, going left,
like,
not left.
Because I'm
right.
Humanity. Yeah. I'm humanity and love first.
You're about to see Don Lemon engage in a very slick sleight of hand, okay? He comes over to black folks and says, oh, Charlie Kirk was against women and black people. So, what do you think about him dying? He's literally talking about someone who was just murdered, but he puts the judgment onto them with a false statement on top of it, which again makes Charlie Kirk and all of us that are populist nationalists the bad guys that have to explain ourselves, because Don Lemon and the corporate media, they're the gods that are from the mountain that label us, and then we have to justify ourselves to them. And so the lady didn't want to talk crap about Charlie. So he lays the, oh, he's against women, he's against black people, but that's okay. And she says, well, I really can't say that's who he is. I really can't judge him. And she's saying she doesn't know it's true. Plus, she's not going to judge him. She's being polite. But he's spinning it now. Like, oh, she's so good. She forgives him for all he did when he just got murdered in front of his family. And the left's calling for his wife's death, his children's death. I mean, you've seen the clips. I mean, it is just wall-to-wall evil. So this is how these sickos turn around, and how they set themselves up as a moral authority that dictate to all of us we have to prove ourselves that we're liberal, we have to prove ourselves that we're not racist. And on the other extreme, you've got the anti-Israel people who have a lot of legitimate issues. Then they attack everybody else, saying, if you don't totally agree with us, you work for Israel. And by extension, we now have to prove to them that we're really good little Hitlers. No, I don't like what Israel's doing. I don't like what Hitler did. See the difference? I'm actually educated. I'm actually informed. But it's the same coming out of these groups, this tribalism, kind of henpeck us, like the transgenderism, make you accept their cult as well. So here's the full Lemon clip, and it's just beyond disgusting, and he's so pathetic, and he has almost no viewers. But he does never give up, does he? Because he's getting NGO money. You know he is.
What do you think would happen to Charlie Kirk?
It's just messed up, totally messed up. You know, that was messed up. Like, nobody deserved that. He definitely didn't deserve that. He was a good guy.
You think he was a good guy?
I think he was.
You
think?
Only Kirk's good morals. Captain Kirk.
The what?
The only Kirk you recognize is Captain Kirk. I don't know Charlie Kirk. Yeah. I don't know who
you
that
don't
is.
You don't know who it is?
I don't know what that is.
I know who it was. Like, I
only know about him with
all of us. All of us have flaws. You can't. I can't really tell you what to believe in or how to feel. Like, everybody's having a human experience. Like, why knock him for having this human experience or what he believe in?
Even though this belief, what he, even though he says things that are anti-women, black, all that.
That's, I can't judge him for that.
You can't.
I can't judge him for that. But I can use judgment. He didn't deserve that.
Right.
Yeah.
As a human being.
Yeah.
You are very spiritual.
You know, yeah.
No, you're,
I can't
you sound
go
like,
left. I
you,
can't go left
no,
with that.
No, you sound like, you mean left, going
yeah,
left,
like,
not left.
Because I'm
right.
Humanity. Yeah. I'm humanity and love first.
No,
know?
I love that. So the first person I spoke to here didn't want to be on camera, and he said, I can't judge him because I'm not God. And so let him, you know, let the, whatever the reaction is, if the government wants to give him a state-like funeral, if they let him do it because God is the only judge. And
yeah, like nobody really can judge him.
Yeah.
And like I kind of like seen him before all of this happened. But I don't see whatever everybody else was seeing. Right. So, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's how you feel.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Shooter with Trump and the facts rather than horse crap. And then I want to tie it into all the other bizarre behavior going on in and around the assassination of Kirk as we find out more about this. But what we do know is there's tranny cults running around with Antifa murdering people and planning more murders. But I wanted to play a couple clips from Sam Hyde. Says Trump currently has a short window to do whatever he wants after the Charlie Kirk assassination. And that's really true. But I don't want him to do whatever he wants. I want him to do what's constitutional, and that's take action on the six people in the town, a bunch of leftist scum people saying, yeah, he's dead tomorrow. He'll be dead at that rally. And right after he's dead, yeah, see, we told you. And then he also talks about how the left wants to murder everybody because they want to lower us all down to their level because they hate themselves, and they're projecting their hatred of themselves and displacing it onto us, both projection and displacement, both two psychological terms. Massive displacement, massive projection. Well, I love myself, and I don't want to be a slave. I don't want to lose. Because I love myself, I love you. But I'll tell you, I am really pissed off. because people aren't taking this seriously enough like Elon Musk did. We played a clip of him earlier. Maybe we can find at the end of this the other clip where he says, you know, either you fight or you die. And fight doesn't mean go out and kill people back. It means you realize you're in a war, you defend yourself, and you understand that. Because they're the ones, they call for war, they call for violence. Jasmine Crockett, we're in a war, we need to pick up arms. The View, it's time to ready to fight and die. They're the ones doing 99% of the violence. They're the ones getting ready the false flags. They're the ones. And I know it's the Podesta plan, and I know it's their operation. I predicted it all. And I told you, when they start death-threatening black colleges, that means they're getting ready to hit them. People are like, worried about black colleges? Nobody said that. They say right-wingers are going to hit black colleges. They kill Kirk. They say he's a white supremacist. White supremacists call black colleges. We're going to bomb you. We're going to shoot you. They tell them evacuate. Obviously, it's the establishment, the NGOs, the left making the calls. They tell the black students you're coming to get killed. They're back in a month or something. Then they're going to get killed. That's the plan. And just remember this video when it happens. Because they're going to try to cause a race war with this crap. Look what they did with George Floyd alone. Or when that psycho white supremacist killed like 9 blacks, innocent people at a church. Remember that? And that stuff does go on. It's rare and it's wrong. But we're talking about big events are getting planned. I told you they'd blame Iran for the Butler thing. They tried days after I said it. I mean, I know what I'm talking about, folks. And I tell you, it's very frustrating to be absolutely studying things 24/7. And just see so many people that are even halfway informed go with whatever they think is most popular. Oh, it's popular to say there's no trans killers, so let's just you know not say that. But I will go where the evidence flows, and you could have groups piggybacking on the event they knew was coming, both private or governmental. So I'll be getting to that, but here's a couple of clips of Sam Hyde, and I'll get into all the news. Stay with us.
If you ever survive an assassin's bullet in that scenario, I would imagine that means something like you have been ordained by God to do God's work on the planet. You've been spared, and you've been spared in such a dramatic and improbable and miraculous fashion that you have a mandate from heaven to do God's work on earth. Now, is he talking about getting into heaven?
He has been talking about getting into heaven lately, apparently.
He has a mandate from heaven. And now what he has with this confluence of events is a sort of open runway to enact whatever policies he could imagine in his wildest dreams. He has a blank check to do whatever he wants, in my opinion.
And a limited time to do it.
And a very limited time to do it. I don't think that's an overstatement. I don't think that's I don't think that's crazy to say. Is that crazy to say?
No.
Valentine?
I suppose it would be a means in which it would make Charlie Kirk, it would make him not have died in vain.
Hmm. That's also true.
Yeah. There's a lot of things at play that make what that chick said completely false. Like, she said that he's not martyr material, which is what I think she means is he's not a target that one would expect. I think the truth behind that is he's not a guy that even remotely had it coming, not that anybody does, yeah. But he's not even on the radar of guys that deserve that. And what he represents is because he's such a non-martyr material, he represents that it could happen to everybody. And I see a lot of people saying, that's my uncle's politics, that's my grandfather's mm-hmm. politics. And they are now realizing that, oh, they want my loved ones dead.
Yeah.
For holding some of the most benign political stances.
This is a historical moment, and there's the charge is there, the critical mass is there to do historical shit in a way that it hasn't been since 2015. There hasn't been a moment like this, arguably, at any point in Trump's presidency or in Biden's presidency, and I think this is going to define him. It's time for Trump and the people in his administration to get off their asses and do something. He's been able to enact policies like Project 2025 when it comes to punishing pro-Palestinian demonstrators, but so far that's all he's been able to get with this. This is you. This is your sister, your wife, your daughter. But this right here is you. This is your sister, your wife, your daughter. This is you. This is your sister, your wife, your daughter. But this is you. And this is their reaction when you are killed. This is the joy they feel when your sister is raped, when your children are castrated, brainwashed to hate you. This is their ecstasy when the floor of the subway car is awash in your blood. This is you. Make no mistake, that is a symbol that is you. But this won't last long. They can't help themselves because they're so ugly and so low that the only joy they can experience, the only good that they can envision, is to take something beautiful or innocent down to their level. And when they can't do it, the next best thing is blood. This is Charlie's family, and these are his children who will never be able to hug their dad and grow up with a murdered father. And these are the people who smugly revel in this, and they won't stop with just Charlie. The boats are burned. There's nobody coming to help. The barbarians are at the gate. This is the fall of ancient Rome that we are living through currently. And what happens in the next 2 weeks is going to determine the future of mankind. That's not hyperbole.
Violence is going to come to you. You will have no choice. You're in a fundamental situation here whether you choose violence or not, violence is coming to you. You either fight back or you die. You either fight back or you die. And that's the truth.
Today, Elon, I think the British public are telling the world that they're ready to fight back.
Good. Yes.
Come on, Ray Brown.
Oh, man. Did you guys see that? That activist in America, Charlie Kirk, he got shot. Did you see that? That guy loves gun violence and he got shot. Did you see that? Oh man, Charlie Kirk. You know, to the Charlie Kirk family. Did you see all that blood that came out of his body? It was like... To every Zionist, every Christian Zionist, may you be just like that shop, the target. All his followers, just like the shop, the target. I'm not saying that violence isn't the way, so don't misconstrue my words, okay? Did you see all that blood? That dude's dead. There is a fucking God.
Demon-possessed. Absolutely demon-possessed. These people are absolute scum. And notice, almost all of them say they hate Zionists. Now, I don't like a lot of what Israel's doing, and Benjamin Netanyahu is definitely evil, and I criticize him and block what he does. We spent hours on it. But the left is giant numbers all over the world. They hate civilization. They hate the family. They hate God. They hate Christians. They hate Jews in general, and they love Islam because it's anti-Western. And don't worry, as Charlie Kirk said in a video, in fact, pull it up. Charlie Kirk said, almost all of the big immigration groups are Jewish. It's true. Leftist Jews. Just call it like it is. Why are Jews for that? Why are they for bringing people in that literally want to kill them? Why is it taught at the university? This is all devilish. This is demonic. I don't care if you're that leftist or whether you're Netanyahu or whether you're a jihadi or whether you're Xi Jinping. It's demonic. These are evil people. Now, let me get to Charlie Kirk's murder last Wednesday in Utah. His murderer now charged with capital murder, seeking the death penalty. They have so much evidence, it's just ridiculous. The evidence we can find publicly with them bragging about it is over the top, and it fits into the whole trans rage system. But I agree with Harrison, there's a lot of evidence they say they have that even adds to it that we need to see. But I am very cold about my analysis, but then once I know something's right, I then add my emotion, have energy to be able to talk about it. But I am pissed off. And you should be pissed off, too, because these people want to destroy this country, and they're bullies and they're terrorists, like the Destiny turd saying, yeah, we need to see more dead Republicans so they're scared to go out and speak and be in public. He doesn't just need to lose his Twitch account. That's not free speech. That's saying kill people to shut them up when there's armies of people wound up to do it, and it's happening. And, you know, I get a little emotional about this because I'm not scared of getting killed. I take care of my family. And I go out in public all the time. You see it. We do live streams in public. But they're all over the internet saying they want to kill me and swatting my house on a routine basis last Wednesday. And he wrote a manifesto why he killed him. Boy, did he show off to his boyfriend. They had the eyewitnesses of him kissing his boyfriend and them out in public with a boy that thought he was a girl, another young man. And if that's what they want to do, it's a free country. But they saw those of us that said, don't recruit our children. Don't cut our boys' penises off. Don't cut our girls' breasts off. They said, they're suppressing you by their speech. And so he said, Charlie Kirk's a fascist and he needs to die. And so he went there with a rifle. But the question is, was he the shooter? Now, I'm not a ballistics expert. I'm not a gun expert. I know how to use them. I know a lot more than 99% of people. But folks that full-time know about guns, that afternoon I talked to Quentin, old friend, Army war hero. He called me from a war zone he was in. I'm not going to say where. And he said, why aren't you saying he's dead? I know the security guys. I talked to him. He was dead before he, you know, left the campus. He was shot probably with a 30-odd-6. That's the sound. And it sounds about right, 200 yards. They can tell off the echo and all of it. Those guys are just, it's insane. And I mean, I've been sitting there with Quentin at like 500, 600 yards shooting full Dr. Peppers out of the back of a truck. And he's shooting them, you know, and blowing them up. And I'm shooting, miss it. And he goes, you know, it's a scope I got. He goes, you know, raise it one. They're in the reticle, one level. It's got a bunch of, he knew the scope I had. Raise it one. There goes the Dr. Pepper. He goes, now keep shooting right there. And I started, you know, not missing. I mean, these guys know everything about these guns, okay? That was a 308 that time. And he said, 30-odd-6. So he knew the sound, and then it was, we learned days later, 30-odd-6. But he had big questions, and he's talking to him about why there weren't people on the roof. I know TPS USA people from the inside, they say they never have enough funds, and you know that they weren't the best at that. Well, they should have been. The best at having the numbers they needed. But then we saw footage of people saying, oh, the bodyguard standing to Charlie's right shot him under the arm. Well, we look at the footage. It's the guy's cell phone in his hand. He jumps when the shot happens, and people say it's a gun. You would never, up on a stage, shoot somebody like that. It's retarded. And it's not the report you hear on all the videos. It's not the pew, it's not the rifle shot. A handgun has a totally different sound. And people would see the muzzle flash and all of that. Yeah, where's the muzzle flash from him shooting him? No, it's his cell phone. And then he goes for his gun. He has a cell phone under his arm, arms crossed, drops, and starts going for his gun. So you can't just accuse some innocent person of something just because it, you know, it's a fun story for you. But new video has come out, and I checked the raw footage. It's real. It's not been doctored from what I can see. So we'll play clip 43 first, shot from behind, then I'll show you the fake shots. And you do see, just like we saw with Trump, if you slow it down, after the bullet grazes his ear, you see when it's coming in. It's like a streak. And here, you do see in multiple camera angles what looks like a bullet being caught coming down in some of the frames. You see in an open window back up behind about 70 yards away, you see a muzzle flash. So we're going to play in a moment. This is clip 46. We're going to put on screen clip 43, shot from behind. Go ahead and roll this report with audio, then we'll slow it down. Here it is.
Keep your eye on this space here where the red circle is as the next clip plays. To me, I first seen this and thought straight away, holy shit, that is the bullet. It matches the exit wound. It also matches the shirt puffing up and the angle of the entry and exit. I needed another angle just to see if this was actually fact, trying to get as much info as I could before I posted anything. And in that video, you can see the same, what appears to be the bullet coming down, and it does line up with the actual gunshot itself.
Saying we're not counting gang violence.
Great.
So, again, I needed another angle. I found this video, and this one's a little bit harder to see, but you can see something go down into the back right-hand side of Charlie. So from this, looking at Google Earth and drawing a line from where I believe the shooter was, his tent being set up in the middle of that triangle area, would appear that the shooter was up here somewhere. That's the angle that the bullet was coming down from. It all makes sense to me. Pretty crazy. I think if we pan around and look at where the media and where everyone else is saying that the bullet come from and giving scenarios on ricochets and different bullets and bits and pieces, it doesn't make sense for it to come from this, from the rooftop over here. It doesn't line up with what appears to be the bullet anyway. However, when we come and look from this point of view, I'll just swing this around so we can get a better idea of what's around here. You can see there's rooftop access there, but there's also a staircase down in the little alley there, in that little nook. So it's, to me, it's pretty obvious that the shooter was most likely here somewhere. Somewhere on those stairs would be my tip. And if the FBI aren't looking there, I don't know why.
And again, if you look on the video closely, it looks like a flash right up back in that area. That's exactly where a professional shooter would be. A professional shooter would not climb up on a roof in front of everybody. You've got all those parking garages and all of those, and we'll just roll it now in slow-mo if you can, all of those parking garages, all those stairwells everywhere, that's exactly where you'd be. And then you'd pop up, and again, if you're the NSA, and I'll get to this after the break, or these other intelligence agencies that have access to all these discords and all these systems, you see somebody, and you know somebody's going to do this operation, and then you basically wait till they're there, you wait till they even try their shot, or about to shoot, and then you shoot, just like in Pennsylvania with Crooks, where we know from the ballistics and the video and everybody that at a whole different angle, somebody was back by the water tower in the woods. And there's multiple shots on here. There's also a shot on there where it shows back up towards the stairwell. You see right when it happens, a flash. Right here. And go ahead and roll that. Go back to the stairwell if you can. So this is really, really important. When we post this on X, I will see the flash right when it happens. When you hear the audio, it's flash. And that appears to be a stairwell. So, and I've had a lot of top snipers on. I've talked to some of them off air. I've talked to Delta Force people. I've talked to Navy SEAL folks. And they think this is very suspicious and should be looked into. So we'll come back and then look at some of the backstory on this straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feed at Real Alex Jones right now on X. Share the live feed at Infowars.com/show and the Alex Jones channel on Rumble. Stay with us.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Mm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the Methylene Blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the Methylene Blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Oh.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Podesta destabilization civil war operation. There's now no doubt about it. We're in it. And I just beg listeners and viewers to pray to God for our enemies' designs to be exposed, to put a hedge of protection around those of us who are at the tip of the spear. Again, I don't get scared of these people. I get absolutely pissed off. And I'm really trying to control myself right now. But if the globalists get control, they're going to ban gasoline, ban natural gas. You're like, oh, okay. There's not enough power plants for electric cars. It's a bridge to nowhere. They are literally collapsing everything by design. If you think California's bad, it'll be 10 times worse. We are going into pure slavery under these people. Now, let's talk about a lot of the other bizarreness with Charlie Kirk being killed. Here's just one exhibit that we broke 10 years ago that's a flashback. Flashback, we published this last month, or a couple months ago, June 12th. Documents detail plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore so that Obama could try to declare martial law and stay in power. And it's Alexander Soros, Friends of Democracy, he heads up action plan BWIO418-15. And it's all signed off by, this was leaked by a brother of a top Antifa person, all confirmed, how they would go round up with the media and rile up black people to try to burn down cities so they could create a race war. Hand-to-hand props, staging events, have their own people attack them so they could, how to attack the black people and say somebody else did it, how they're paying them to do it. This is important. All the numbers and things are being paid. So, and it's not just Andy, but they got all these other leftist operatives running around doing this. And as soon as I saw the first, first when he was killed, we knew about three people. Now it's six that posted in the town, trans people or their supporters, Charlie Kirk will be evaporated, liquidated tomorrow. He'll be dead tomorrow. A song produced locally, Charlie Kirk dead at 31. Him telling his parents he hated him and wanted to come after him. The now indicted and charged with capital murder, facing death penalty individual. But again, I'll get to the NSA in a moment. They can use these crazy groups they're monitoring that are going to go out, as I've said many times, when they're burning or shooting or killing or raping, as the cover for more professional contractors, government groups, or NGO groups, intelligence agency cutouts, to then actually launch a more professional attack. And that is very reasonable. And my Delta Force sources, some you've heard on air, Comstock had his own questions from his sources he trusts last week. But now I've talked to other people in Army Special Operations, current and former. I've talked to Navy SEAL this morning, who didn't even know I was about to cover this. He came in and showed me the video we just showed you. And there's others, similar reports. You got a flash up in the stairwell. And you got what looks like a bullet coming in the back of his neck. And I remember when we blew up the video of him getting shot in the neck, remember I said, man, that's a really big entry wound. I mean, 30-06 is big, but nothing like that. I mean, you'd have to have a 338 Lapua or even bigger on an entry wound. Let's show that blow up of him getting shot. I hate looking at it, but you got to see it. But then you notice the side and back splatter, so that's indicative of it goes in small, comes out bigger. But if he's getting shot in the back of the neck, it would be the front that blows out, like Kennedy gets shot up into the back, and the whole back of the head blows off. I mean, I've not ever shot any people, but I've shot deer. I've shot wild hogs. I've shot mountain goats in the head. And that's just because my shot wasn't good. I'm always aiming for the, you know, chest, shoulder, straight on chest, return to the side, mid-shoulder. But, you know, you're shooting something 600, 700, 800 yards. My longest shot's 900, whitetail, Fredericksburg. It was facing me up at a, come over, jumped over the fence, sitting on my uncle's porch up on a hilltop, drinking a cup of coffee, shot it with a 308, right dead center in the chest. But I've done other shots where I shoot and I've hit a pig in the side of the head a couple times. I've hit deer in the head. And it goes in. You can't, a lot of you can't even see it, say a 308 hole. I mean, you got to look, move around the fur and you see the hole. But then the other side, whole side of the head blown out. Sometimes I've seen a whole brain of a hog blown out. I shot a hog with a 300 Win Mag one time at 200 yards. In the, I thought I was shooting at the shoulder. I don't know, it must have moved back or something, but I'm shooting at the shoulder. I'm usually dead on with those. And I hit it right towards the back of the head, the bigger part. And it went in, and the entire side opened up. It was weird. There was almost no blood. It fell right over, and the brain was like blown out all over the ground. I'm not trying to get graphic here. I have some experience with it. Kind of like with Kennedy, when the whole brain blows out, do you see much blood there? No, it's just because the pressure goes in and it's all gone. Let's pull Zapruder film up for people. So, I still think he was shot from the front because the big blowout is on the back and the side. But it does look like a bullet coming in from the back. Now, maybe they had it so coordinated, I don't know how they would do that. They fired at the same time. Doesn't sound like that. But I said I'd look at everything, and people I trust say it looks suspicious to them. So, and they know more than I do. I mean, way more. I mean, to an insane level. I mean, I can't tell you. I can say that's a rifle. I don't know. I mean, I've been out shooting, and here's somebody, and I'm like, oh, that sounds like a shotgun. And then it is. That sounds like a 12 gauge. I mean, I kind of got it, but not to that level. So watch Kennedy right here. It's already been shot in the neck, shot in the chest, and then boom. Whole back of the head just, and look, there's not much blood. Show it again. Let's see if we can slow it down. I know this is gruesome. This is macabre. This is not me doing a Halloween special. This is just ballistics. And the bullet kind of, you know, comes straight in, up through, and then boom, back of the head. And reportedly, she climbs back on the car because she sees his brain, and this is reported by the Secret Service, and tries to put it back in. Yep. So, there you go. Sorry to have to show you that. Now, let's look at this guy. George Zinn, first suspect detained in Charlie Kirk shooting, hit with child porn charges. So he admits that as soon as Kirk gets shot, with all the leftists celebrating everything, he starts acting like he's got a gun or done something suspicious, and they tackle him. He then confesses, and they load him into a car, and they believe it's him, obviously, so the person can get away. I mean, I think that's a logical conclusion. I'm not saying that's what happened, but that's like 2 + 2 = what? 4. And he's been involved in all sorts of fake bomb threats and all sorts of leftist political stuff, and it just goes on and on. Man charged with terrorist threats for email sent to SLC Marathon. Man claimed to have shot Charlie Kirk to allow gunmen to escape. He told them. Who the hell is this guy? Because the word was out they were going to kill Kirk. Elderly man hauled away by cops after Charlie Kirk shooting in Utah was local political agitator. A leftist. Fake Charlie Kirk shooter with child porn charges, gets to the hospital, has a heart attack, admits child porn's on his phone. What is that? Now look at this. The NSA's secret sex chats, a huge area and they were taking over, and the people running the NSA political correct, you know, wing of critical race theory and all that stuff, that they were running people out of the agency, wouldn't be part of it. Well, the first thing they did once Tulsi Gabbard got in was get a hold of this, and it was thousands of them, and particularly leadership, fantasizing about cutting children's genitals off. This is Hellraiser stuff. So these are the people that can get into the Discord chats and then hand out the information to other subgroups who could then use this event with Charlie to piggyback to make sure the job got done, like they tried at Butler, but both shooters failed. We know that. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard announces investigation into IC chats leaks, launches whistleblower hotline. DNI Tulsi Gabbard says she's fired more than 100 Intel employees who took part in obscene sex chat rooms. You mean devil stuff? Intelligence officials continue chat messages inquiry. Watchdog exposes national security officials engaged in transgender sex chat room while at work. It's a cult. Egregious violation of trust. So, it's a sex cult. Now, let's look at this. This is very, very important. You got this Zen character. Man falsely confessed to Kirk's shooting to help assassin escape, police say, New York Times. Moments after Charlie Kirk, we'll play the clip, was killed. A 71-year-old man told an officer, I shot him. The police said it wasn't true, but it delayed officers' efforts to find the shooter. And you got at least six people in the town, all leftists and transgender connected, saying he dies tomorrow. And then right after it happens, see, we told you. Then he has a heart attack. They get his phone. He confesses to child porn. Starting to figure out what's going on with these people. It's a pervert cult. You study the left and anti-thon the transgenders, pedophilia is their bread and butter. So, here's clip 37, George Zinn from last Wednesday.
Was that you? We don't know if it's him or not.
Let's roll again. Let's stop. It's fine. Let's just stop. It's fine. We got a computer problem. Go ahead and stop. Take your time. Whenever you're ready, roll it.
Shoot me. Shoot me. Was that you? Shoot we don't know me. If it's him or not.
So this is a spiritual issue, and they're coming for everybody. And the majority of the violence you're going to see headed up to this is going to be Antifa and the trans groups that are basically inseparable from each other in the research. And if you want to know about them, don't tell them you're a Christian or conservative. They could attack you. But go to a Democrat event, just a main lineman outside. Go to a protest. Go to an abortion clinic support event or an abortion clinic protest. They'll be there calling for the death of babies. Go, I mean, look at the crazed faces. Go see them for yourself. And know that's why when they attack, and there's evidence of it, I go, oh, it's them, because they're the ones calling for our deaths. They're the ones celebrating our deaths. They're the ones, so much celebration, I can't even keep track of it, including Jasmine Crockett and Jasmine Crockett's preacher. We'll get to him first, then her. I mean, it is crazy. And our crew has done a superlative job even keeping track of 10% of this stuff. It is just overwhelming and exhausting. Now, before I go any further, I'm going to get to Crockett's preacher and her and all the rest of it some more. We're winning in our fight against the globalists here at InfoWars because of you. And I sell you incredible products that I know are going to work, so you want to get them again and again. And we're running a massive sale right now on ultramethylene blue and so much more. You've heard the rave reviews. You've seen the information. You're crazy if you don't get it. Methylene blue is so good for you in all the studies. We have the best. 99% of people get incredible energy within 30 minutes, and then it gets better over time. The stamina, the focus, the clarity, everything. In fact, I forgot to take mine when I've been out of town. I'm 4 or 5 days, 6 days I took it. I can feel it. I'm going to take some right after the show. Really calms me out, but in a good way, not a tired way, but a focused clarity, a cool energy with no letdown. So we're running the Life is Fiery with its Beauty 1 year anniversary of the AlexJonesStore.com. And even if the globalists are successful at shutting down InfoWars, which they're not going to be, I believe, I don't own the Alex Jones Store. Bigley does, and it's sponsoring the Alex Jones Network and all this we're going to do in the future, but it's also funding InfoWars right now with this advertisement. So I famous Life is Fiery with its Beauty rant. That's the old Magellan rant, as they call it. One of the greatest rants ever, people say. And a celebration of the Alex Jones Store officially being open for business for 1 year. We're launching the Life is Fiery with its Beauty 1 year anniversary fundraiser sale. For this week only, all shirts and hats are just $25, not $35. Plus, we're giving everyone a free $11 to spend on the store this week at checkout. And it doesn't stop there. All orders of Ultimate Burn, an incredible natural weight loss formula, are 50% off to celebrate the fire of liberty burning within the heart of every info warrior. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com and take advantage of this incredible fundraising sale now for amazing discounts on all of our merch, including the new Holy Wars line. It's Crusader stuff. It's great. We asked listeners what they wanted. They wanted this. Life is Fiery with this beauty line. If you don't go now, you won't be able to use the free $11 at checkout. Live is Fire with its Beauty 1 year anniversary fundraiser. And you can also get 50% off an ultramethylene blue, and more. Remember, every dollar you spend at thealexjonesstore.com is a round in the collective heart of the New World Order in a peaceful information warfare way. A round in the heart of the globalist, satanic globalist cabal. And be the reason we will always be on the air while you still have a chance to save free speech and humanity itself. So critical. So vital, so important. And finally, this is a little piece of art, a really nice memento. And when you order for $100 an InfoWars war bond, it gets mailed to you with a one-time promo code you use. So when I show these on air, whoever puts one of these in first gets $110. But when it comes in the mail, you can use it once for $110 in the store. And then it's a nice memento to know that you supported the operation at such a critical time. Alex Jones War Bond, $110. Redeem your $110 War Bond right now. Just enter the gift code below at checkout, and it will then pay for your purchase, and then you get to keep the War Bond to hang on the wall. A nice little memento. Get your Alex Jones War Bonds right now, and you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So $770 right here for whoever watching live puts in one of these codes first. You get $110 to spend in the store. But for everybody else, they also make great gifts. You can also watch the show at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a listen live area right there with the streams. Thealexjonesstore.com. Be the reason, as Chase Geiser says, we will always be on the air, and I humbly and respectfully thank you for all of your support. Now, while we've been busy covering Charlie Kirk, that's really woken people up, but it's sad he's dead. Because believe me, I know, they're after my ass. So I have a lot of empathy. I always have empathy, period, but I have particular empathy for this. And Charlie really was the sweetheart they say he is. He called me a couple times a month ago and was like, well, what's happened to InfoWars? Well, if you go off the air, we want to work with you. We want to help you. We want to help relaunch you. You know, I said, well, that's, we got some folks backing us, but you're huge. The Democrats hate him. He had a $400 million war chest. They were spending it all on activism and registering voters. And it was just picking up steam. And he said, well, we're here. We're here to help. We'll get you back at TPSU events. And we really appreciate you and just whatever we can do to help. And I was like, well, okay. We're doing okay right now. But I said, who knows? But I said, absolutely. Let's talk more. He goes, well, call me. I'll get on the show next week. Come on mine. We both got busy. I never called him, never called me. We talked twice. And then you wake up, or I was already up. I didn't do my show. Or Harrison was doing the fourth hour. And I was in there eating lunch. And I walked in the break room to get a glass of Mountain Valley spring water we have here at the office. I love it at Arkansas. It's one of my favorite spring waters. And Fox News said, Charlie Kirk shot. And by the time I walked down here, Scott was like, yeah, we already have the video. And I saw that blood spraying everywhere. And I came in here and I told folks, I said, he's dead. I said, barring a miracle, he's dead. You see that? You see somebody shot in the neck and blood spray everywhere? That, he's bye-bye. And then we didn't hear what happened to him. And I said, yeah, they're letting the family know. And then we broke that he was dead about 5 minutes before Trump. So it really, 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 really hits home. The War Room's coming up today with Harrison Smith. They got some big special guests. Rob Dew's going to be popping in as well. So be sure and join us for that. American Journal with Brianna hosting and doing a fabulous job. Doing a great job there. So be sure and join us for that. But look, submitting to the left only gets you deeper into tyranny. And so lying to ourselves about this and backing down to them and letting them intimidate us isn't going to work. And they're everywhere going, this isn't working. Let's just ban speech altogether. What's happening? Because they believe they're the ruling class. They get in their little cults. That's why they're all so weak. They're followers. They believe because they've signed on to the establishment, they're supposed to win. No, you're losers. And a lot of them are waking up and actually joining us to still have somewhat of a soul. But regardless, we're not going to give up because this life is a test and the journey is the destination. All right, here is, some of these clips are, here's Jasmine Crockett's preacher saying such sickening lies about Charlie. Funny when they call him all these things, which he didn't deserve to die even if he was, they never show you video of him saying it. Instead, they put up graphics with a quote that's a lie. This isn't just defamation designed to get you shut down. It's defamation designed to get you killed. So here's her pastor, if you could call it that. And then we're going to go, I've got so many clips of her. Jasmine Crockett's pastor mocks Charlie Kirk's assassination and Christian faith. Then he takes a temporary medical leave of absence. Yeah, these people are race pimps getting NGO money. Here it is.
Get your theology together, because the sad thing is we live in a nation where twisted, toxic theology is poisoning the politics of this nation. Have you thought about the fact that this week in Utah, a white Christian got killed by a white Christian? And then the next day, HBCUs were under threat. Now, how'd we get in it?
Hey, pause. See how that works? Charlie Kirk gets killed. The left calls in fake bomb threats and shootings. They close the black colleges, as I predicted, so they can tell the black people, see, we killed Hitler, and now they're coming to kill us. No, the Democrats are. And you know this guy got his talking points. Right from the Democratic Party, right from Soros. What a devil. Let's go back to him.
I mean, that's called white-on-white crime. You came the wrong Sunday if you thought you, I'm sorry, I see y'all are real sophisticated and you look really good. I hope they warned you about me, okay? Because on this Sunday, we gonna keep it 100. On this Sunday, we gonna tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And so here they are. Here they are. In Utah. It's more of us in church than in Utah. We ain't got nothing to do with what they just did. A white Christian gets killed, murdered, not assassinated. We're going to tell the whole truth today. Martin King got assassinated. Malcolm X got assassinated. Medgar X got assassinated.
Yeah, they don't want Charlie to be a civil rights leader, which he was. So they're going to call him a racist and defame him. This guy needs his ass suit off. And I guarantee you, he's on government payroll. I bet you my life. Yeah. Hey, black folks, did that guy tell you to ban abortion, which half of black people get killed by? No. That guy is a George Soros, Bill Gates, pimp, Judas goat, leading you into the slaughter. Charlie Kirk was trying to lead us all up to that mountain that Martin Luther King talked about where all our children live together in peace. That guy's a devil.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue?
because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process of the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.